Hey, this is Ryan Hamilton. You're listening to the You Know What Dude podcast on riotcast.com.
That was a great read.
He was the first person that gave
just
a read.
Fucking yeah. Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Just, really?
Yeah, you just beat the piss out of that read.
You really do believe in God.
Or God believes in Ryan.
All right. Get off your phone.
It's Twitter.
Get off the phone!
I'm sorry.
Get off the phone,
this
Dan!
This is Mario Yamasaki. You are listening to You Know What Dude podcast. It is very honorable to fall on Samurai Sword or go to riotcast.com. iTunes!
Can you do the sexy Bob Kelly?
This is Roberto Kelly. When I am not masturbating or pleasuring myself to the thought of kissing another person, I listen to the You Know What Dude podcast, riotcast.com, iTunes, for the passion.
You're listening to Monster Voice in the Morning on WQLF, Audible, Iowa's only classic rock station, The Wolf.
For some reason, I really just wanted to do that. Are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? You've been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new tour or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com for a limited time only, and you're going to get 50% off just about any item. That's not all. When you select your one item at 50% off, you're also going to receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't even mention it on this podcast. And to top it all off, we're even going to throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type RIOT, that's R-I-O-T, for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code RIOT, R-I-O-T, at adamandeve.com.
Today in the news, Robert Kelly was cited going to be at Governor McGuire's in Bohemia, New York, on the 4th and 5th of May. Then he's moving on over to Kansas City, Missouri. Why? That just got settled not too many years ago. At the Kansas City Improv, he's going to be there the 17th and the 18th and the 19th. Why, that's 3 days of laughter. RobertKellyLive.com for all your dates.
All right, we are, we're here with another episode of
You Know What Dude, it's the You Know What, I don't know, I was gonna kind of come with a new, you didn't like
you're
that?
Trying to come up with a new one?
Yeah, because the
You Know What Dude! That's not it, dude.
I know, but it's
you
the,
can't do it.
You Know What Dude. You Know What Dude.
It's You Know What Dude.
Okay. It's the You Know What Dude.
Yeah, you're gonna think, dude, man. Yeah, there you go. Dude, what the fuck,
I like that. Let me try it again.
Yeah.
All right, let's start from the beginning. Take two. Ready?
We're here with another episode of
You Know What
Dude.
It's ooh. Deep to high.
No, it's You Know What Dude.
You Know What
Dude. Yeah, do the Boston accent.
You Know What Dude.
Oh, your fucking mouth.
I'm awful at it.
Your mouth doesn't work.
I got a mush mouth.
All right, we're here with fucking Dan Soder, as you can hear.
Yeah, Monster Voice.
And Monster Voice, a.k.a. Monster Voice, a.k.a. Corporate Dan.
That's correct.
And we're here with Kelly, Kelly Fostuka.
Hello.
Also known as Fit Kitty.
Oh, God.
Koala Kelly. Those koala things are fucking delicious.
Aren't they great? Wow. You're welcome.
Really good. Mm. And we have a special guest, a very good friend of mine. Uh-huh. We shouldn't be friends for all of just the. We just shouldn't like each other.
But we do.
You guys
we
really would be.
We love each other.
That's right.
Ryan Hamilton.
Yeah.
And for fans, real fans of the podcast, know Ryan from. He was on when I did it on the iPhone a year ago when I used to just do the podcast on my iPhone.
Yeah.
I really do like that it was a year ago, but you're making it sound like it was in the fucking 80s. You're like, if you really know your stuff, all the way a year ago.
All the way. All the way a year ago.
He was on the show.
He was on the show a year
ago. You two
ago.
Really are opposites to the point that you could write a buddy cop movie about it. He's a rough and tumble Boston comic. He's from Idaho. Mormon from Idaho.
Are you a Mormon from Idaho?
Yeah.
Yeah, we know you're, we talked about you're a Mormon last time, blah, 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 right? Yeah, you're sick of it, right?
Yeah. I mean, whatever. We can talk. What do you want to know?
Why is your God not my God? Why do you believe in a false prophet? Why? You believe in a God that doesn't exist. He came in a Corvette in 1986.
I don't mean to get real corporate, Dan.
What?
His beliefs are his beliefs, and I respect and I respect his beliefs.
And what do you think, fatso?
I'm kidding. You said that so endearingly. I can't be angry at it.
In the sun rises, can only feed the koala bears.
This is the thing about Kelly is she might, I might have to kick her off the podcast.
Why?
Because because of that. Because she's cute and she's got these beautiful little eyelashes. Like she's a real pretty girl. No, let me tell you something. It has nothing to do with sexual. I know if me and you ever fooled around, as soon as we were done, as soon as the last little sperm swam out of my fat pee hole, I'd hear, Well, you want to get some ice cream?
Should I go get a towel? Everything sticky?
I would literally cut my dick off.
Have I not told you enough gross things about me then?
I know.
My fissure is licked up.
Not spoken about my asshole that much.
Kelly really came in and fucking said, look it, nobody's going to fuck me. I bet her friends were like, they're all going to try to bang you. It's going to be.
Nope.
And she went, not with
she
this
really
story.
She really napalmed the shit out of those possibilities. She walked in, she's like, let me try to cookbook myself real quick. I leaked blood out of my asshole. I used to be fat, and I talk like this.
And I just flapped my fat arms to everyone, too. Oh, boy. You're welcome, boys.
She did. She actually.
She's a good-looking girl, but Kelly walked in and fucking.
Kelly is not only good-looking, she's wifey material.
Oh.
Yeah.
Kelly's
got wifey
material.
I take
all
my aggression out on Kelly.
I'll explain you. I'm going to get into that. I don't know what the fuck that means.
I don't know what that means either.
Oh, fucking, that's a little. Okay. That was,
did I just say that out loud?
Yeah, you did.
I mean.
That came the fuck out, dude.
Oh,
here's the deal. Yeah. She, wifey material where I mean, you know, like when I said in my act, I go, my wife, you know, she's not in shape. She's not fat. She's wife fat. You know what I mean? Like Kelly's, she's wife fat. You know what I mean? Like. She's not. She's hey, pretty.
Kelly's not fat at all.
I'll
Kelly's
take it.
Gorgeous.
I'll take wife fat.
She's wife fat. She's got a little jiggle. A little jiggle.
Are we posting the video that we just shot?
Yeah, exactly. You can bite her elbow and not hurt your teeth. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I've never heard that before.
That's the test.
How's the body? You could bite her elbow.
You wouldn't hurt your teeth.
What?
It's like a very 1950s saying. You can bite an elbow, won't hurt your teeth. She's kind of a bigger girl. Not too big.
She's homely.
She's not bigger than the state of Texas. She's just big enough that you can bite her elbow, won't hurt your teeth.
She's homely and unkempt.
I would love for Kelly to just actually talk, not the fucking
radio hole.
What is that other accent you
like,
do?
Like,
don't do it.
Robert, come on now. I'm very disappointed.
Oh.
Robert.
My dick just cringed.
Dude, my dick went inside.
Yeah, my people snapped shut.
My dick is in me right now.
And she does
Daniel.
Her dumb. Oh, God, the way you said it.
Do you feel like you're in trouble?
Anyways, she... I just, you know, just a million shitty female alternative comic sets run through my head when I hear that voice. Bobby, now. Do it again.
Bobby, come on now. It's African-American. Come on.
Oh!
Someone's just like schooling you on the other side.
Oh, God, I hate you. But I love you. I love her. She's definitely wifey material. What I mean that is she's good looking. She's a very pretty girl, but she's not too pretty.
You don't have to worry about her.
Yeah, like she's got a little pimple right there.
Oh, I got the worst skin.
Yeah, no, you got great skin. You beautiful skin. What are you out of your mind? You don't have, let me... I've dated girls with bad skin.
Oh, yeah?
Like, as I'm fucking them, There's blood on my cheek.
Whoa.
Zits popping as we're fucking.
I've got horrific stories about women, man.
Or Jesus. Their back of their arm feels like sandpaper.
Ugh. Yeah, the pillow looks like you just threw a fucking octopus on it.
Ooh. Ooh, gee, what does that mean?
Don't know. I just wanted to say, I just wanted to say the word octopus. Obscure.
That's a real, that's a thing that I don't even know how that
anyways, would. Anyways, we got, when we did the pod, I don't know how we got off on that. We did the podcast a long time ago, me and Ryan, before anybody, before Joe, before you, me and you did it.
Right, we did it.
You can go listen to a, like
I
what I'm
been
saying.
Back since.
If you're, I really did get regulars.
That's funny. You were like Ryan was in the garage band stage of it, and now you're on tour, and you're like, I will bring him back.
Yeah, this is like Elton John bringing back that guy that wrote some of his songs in the beginning, and then he went and became famous, and now he's just an old fat queen. He's bringing him back. Let's do a little fucking Shits and Giggles album.
Let's remember Rocket Man? Do you remember Rocket Man? Yeah. So much fun.
Let's do a little Shits and Giggles podcast. Remember
what have you been dying?
It feels good. It feels good.
It's good.
Yeah.
Anyways, here's the deal. We did it in a hotel room. We did the tour in Canada. If you want to listen to it, you just go back. Go to Riotcast. You can go back way back. How far are we going back?
We're going to go way back into the vaults. You know what? You can hear some of the classic downloads, like Robert with Colin Quinn off his phone.
Yeah, I don't know why you're doing it.
Ryan Hamilton.
So we... I don't like after therapy. Dan is on fire.
Well, that's because I got all the shit out of me. I was just an hour and a half ago. I was just crying like a child. It's like it's all empty.
We're gonna get to that. We had a couple things today. We're gonna get to Dan. Actually, was in Chicago with me this week.
Chicago, Illinois.
He had a fucking ghost incident. We're not gonna play it on this.
Where was it? Here.
What, you just said we were in Chicago.
Oh, I was in Chicago. You had a ghost? Oh.
Was she not even listening?
Sorry.
Are your headphones on?
Yeah.
You know what she just did? She did some shit that like girlfriends do when they walk
I'm
in a
sorry.
Room.
Sorry.
I just try to jump in the conversation. I see you guys. There was a ghost. Where was the ghost? Is it right here?
Oh, man. I just went. I just did radio hall and I didn't even mean it. Sorry.
You're not a radio hall. You're not.
No.
Sorry, guys.
Nobody hears fucking you.
Yeah.
There's no way Fat Kitty could ever be a radio host. Yeah, she would just want to eat a donut hole.
Yeah, because your hoe's bloody.
Oh,
God.
I'll keep it in.
I don't know. I don't want to think about.
Oh, God. This that is even what, just fucked me
here's
up.
Here's what fucks me up about that she did. Because now I think about Kelly's asshole, what it looks like. And I can't think of a pretty one. I just think of it like being like... fucking Australian, Italian, white and dark, and then hair and little greasy hairs, and then blood.
That's how I deflect. How I deflect men away.
Yeah, you really fucking got. You got some repellent.
Yeah,
it's called
like
your.
I think it looks like. I think it would look like if you like shot Sasquatch in his arm. It'd be like, like Harry and the Henderson when he got hurt.
Her asshole looks like a really
when Harry from Harry and the Henderson's got
her asshole looks like a really really bad pinch bruise on the inside of your arm.
Nah, it looks all right. It's more just the pain inside.
So anyways,
sorry Ryan.
I'm sorry. Let's get off. I don't want to talk about Kelly's asshole.
Yeah, let's move
We've
on.
Done that. Kelly's asshole. You're better, right?
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
You're good. Kelly's good. She's good. It does keep giving. You, my friend, did it. So go back and listen to the podcast if you want to hear it. It was, I don't know how they are. They were fun, but I don't, like what we do now, like, and
yeah, it's different.
It's a lot different than before, right? Were you expecting this?
No, this setup, when I came in, I was overwhelmed. It's amazing.
It's like great. A real show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for the fans. Me and Kelly went and bought new stuff today with the fans' donation. So fucking keep donating, guys. We're making this shit even better. We bought new stands. We got a couple other new things. We got some headphones.
Did anyone ever donate to get Joe back his money from the date with Kathy?
Not one fucking penny. Not one penny. And I got to look and see if they donated for Kelly last week.
Yeah.
It was that one, we said one day. Mm. The one day, what was it? The one day, the greatest part when we had
Nate
and Lewis, the sniper day. That wasn't this week.
Sniper.
That wasn't today. It was last Monday.
It was last Monday.
Which find out the date, whatever that is.
Yeah.
There's a calendar on there. And then find your phone. And we're going to find out how many people donated to you today on that day. So find out what that is.
On this day. And you know what, dude, history.
But dude, you I mean, it's funny because you, we did that tour in Canada.
Yeah.
We were on the road for a month together. And I met him on the boat ride. And he's, you know, I people told me about you, like, oh, he's a Mormon. I'm like, oh God, we're in trouble, because, you know, I'm fucked. Mm-hmm. I'm just a piece of shit. Mm-hmm. I swear. Mm-hmm. I bitch. I moan. Mm-hmm. I complain. I'm fucking angry. I have anger issues. Mm-hmm. You know, I eat, mm-hmm. and we got along mm-hmm. swimmingly.
Oh, it was great.
He loved me. He was my yin to my yang.
It was great. We had fun.
Oh, we were like boyfriend and girlfriend. And I don't need to tell you who was the bottom and who was the top.
Bobby's power bottom. Yeah,
they have buttons called Moments Always on Bottom.
I learned about
Ryan. He was
Ryan.
My third wife.
I learned about Ryan through Joe List.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Joe List. We hung out a couple times, but then Joe List would just... he's the best. He's the best thing ever.
I love Joe.
Joe List is the best thing ever?
No, Joe would say Ryan's the best thing ever, and he was right.
Ryan is a fucking great... He's so great, it makes you fucking think.
Makes me think that he's got bodies somewhere.
Yeah, he's got something.
It makes me think.
Like, he loves finger-fucking his asshole when he drinks off. Like, it's just his little thing. What do you do? I want to know.
What do you mean?
Look at me, Ryan. Look at me with that beautiful smile.
What are we going to talk about?
If you're ever
at
the Comedy Cellar, you want to see, you want to know who Ryan is. You don't need to look at the names. Just look for the best smile in any photo. And it's going to, the smile that, try to think bad thoughts like dead babies and the Holocaust. And then all of a sudden you'll see his thing and you'll smile. It doesn't matter what you're thinking about. Kelly's asshole. You'll just start to smile.
I immediately smile when I see him.
Really?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
If I see you at the table at the Cellar and I sit down.
That's good. That's nice. That's
nice. Yeah, he's a nice kid, but there's got to be something. There's got to be something, dude. I got to believe. Nothing makes me feel better when I find out somebody who I like or really admire is a piece of shit. When I found out Colin Quinn takes naps during the day, like depression naps, it made me feel good. I know you do.
No.
You should.
Yeah.
So should I.
Yeah.
But when you think of somebody who has their own show and has a thing on Broadway, you think they're just up at 8 and we're blah, blah, blah. And then they go to bed.
Bluetooth in the whole time? Well, of course, yeah. Well, I mean, it would be great to win a Tony. Yeah,
that's why you love Louis, because, you know, you just see the show. That's his life, just eating ice cream under a table.
Yeah.
Just a fat Mexican. You know, it makes you feel good. I need to know what you do. What shitty secret? Tell me a secret. Tell me your secret. You have a
secret. Do you sneak Pepsis? Do you have like Cokes?
Do you have a secret?
Sure. You know, there's a lot. I'm depressed sometimes. I'm not always happy.
What is your secret? You don't believe in God anymore, do you?
He's a poser. He's a Mormon poser.
You like black women.
That would make you happy.
Nothing wrong with
that. Is there black Mormons?
Sure. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't date one. Would you ever date a black girl?
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
See, just sure. It's just sure.
Why
sure.
not?
Sure. Have you ever dated a black girl?
I've been on some dates with a black. I've never like dated.
Are you dating somebody now?
No.
Oh.
Sorry. Yeah.
Really? Do you have a big cock?
Yeah.
What size your dick? Ryan, what size?
It's nothing
Look
sacred,
at me
Robert.
And wink.
Robert.
The inches. See? But
Robert.
I can't.
You just start going
See what
in.
He did, though?
Yeah.
He shuts me down.
You know?
And I have to listen.
I was impressed.
There's something... It's like Jerry Seinfeld and my grandmother yelling at me at the same time.
You know what's weird to see in Ryan? What? Ryan has something that a lot of comedians have. He has willpower.
Oh.
No, he has a religion. He has sacrifice. He has belief.
Yeah.
And something other than himself.
He's not a selfish piece of shit.
No, that's seriously.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Willpower comes from his belief. The strength to be able to make decisions that are hard to make come from his belief in something other than himself.
In the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
And they don't believe in Jesus Christ.
Damn it.
They don't?
I don't know. Well, which version do you believe in? Doesn't he have like one of those half shirts?
The mesh one says, like he's an 80s fucking college football player.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? Yeah. I'm Jesus. He's like, cool Jesus.
Yeah. He's got a head speaker thing on, like Madonna. I'm going to talk to you today.
Cool Jesus.
Stupid. What's Jesus do you believe in?
The same one everyone believes in.
Not mine.
Like, what's
your Jesus?
What's
mine, yours? Yours is Boston Jesus?
I have the shroud.
Fuck you, dude. Fucking up on the cross. Fuck off.
Dude, you fucking... Dude, you got two of my fucking bodies of Christ last week. You're storing them in the roof of your mouth, you cocksucker.
Fuck you, 04. These are socks? That was on me.
They're not wheat thins, you fucking douchebag. That's the body of Christ.
I'm from fucking Somerville. Fuck you. I wasn't born in Jerusalem.
Me and my friend used to take the body of Christ and leave it in the roof of our mouth and try not to wet it. So we'd take it out and save it and eat it later.
What does that even do?
I don't know. We just wanted to do
for
it.
When you really needed
Christ
it.
On the well, go?
Just, no, we needed like a little cracker.
I need a pickup.
Sometimes we go up. We let a dog into church once just to see it run around.
That's funny.
It was just going. Rrr, 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 rrr. And the priest would look up. He'd be like, and Jesus said. Rrr, 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 rrr. He was just waiting for somebody else to take care of it. And nobody did. So great. So. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe Jesus existed. I believe he preached and he was a beautiful preacher. Uh-huh. I don't believe that he walked on water.
Okay.
Here's another thing too. I found out Jesus had a bad time. Jesus, and there's a fucking Bible on it. Jesus,
there's a Bible on it.
Yes, yes.
I know. It's called the
Bible.
Oh,
we were talking about this the other day.
Jesus had a bad period when he was a kid, when he was a boy, and he found out his powers. They never talk about Jesus. They talk about baby Jesus, and then he's 38.
Yep, 33.
Or 34, 3, 33 right?
Years
yeah.
Old.
Yeah. All of a sudden, he's got a fucking beard and mustache
learn your Jesus.
And abs, right? And then they never talk about the young Jesus. There's a Bible or a gospel, I think, or something like that, where he finds out he was actually a little mean, a little fucked up. Did some weird shit. Pushed a kid off a roof and killed him.
What?
Jesus. Brought him back to,
come on.
Brought him back to life.
No.
Swear to God.
Is this the good son?
I don't know
Speak.
About that.
Preach.
Here. I think I know what you're talking about.
I like Bobby's making up stories about you in one
swear
time.
To God. I am not kidding you. What do you think
tried
I'm talking
beer.
About? I'll Google it right now. Google this shit.
I think you're talking about
Kelly,
something
Google.
Called... Look, I'm no scholar. Everybody comes to me at these podcasts and they're like, okay, define religion, yeah. Ryan.
I want you to define vagina.
I'm really not an expert on that.
What did you think it was?
I think you're talking about there's a group of books called the Apocrypha, is what it's called, which is like
a what?
The Apocrypha, believe, is what it's called. Yeah.
What the fuck are we doing? I don't know what's going
I'm
on.
I'm pretty sure that's not it.
No, that dude. Here's the thing: when you the new Chrome. Okay, keeps up all your bookmarks. So if you have to shut the bookmarks. If you just shut the Chrome off and you turn your computer on the plane, whatever you were looking at when you shut the Chrome browser off flops back up.
Mm-hmm.
Not good.
Mm-hmm.
Not good when you're talking to this really nice lady who's going.
So you're a comedian,
right?
Well, you're a nice boy.
Yeah. And then a fucking.
How is that your computer? Do you get the internet on your computer?
Bobby's like,
yeah, it's called Google Chrome.
Does that man have tits?
Why is that man doing that?
Why does that man have big boobs?
He looks like a pretty lady on the top.
Anyways, there was this actual Jesus fucked up.
Yeah, I think you're talking about something called the Apocrypha, which is a group of books. The Bible has been edited and like, you know, revamped over and over and over again. And there's a group of books that were left out of the Bible that most people read now, which is the King James Version of
Isn't
the Bible.
Isn't this how, like, every Dan Brown novel starts? Right? there are multiple books left out of the Bible.
Exactly.
I'm laughing, and I don't, because I don't know who Dan Brown is.
I went
like this.
Well, you did you did the shitty thing where you look at your phone. Where you're like,
but here's the best part about me, is I'll let you know I'm a piece of shit. I really went, I want to be part of this.
Mm-mm.
And I don't know who Dan Brown is, but now I do. I actually have his book on tape, Da Vinci Code.
So, Ryan, the Bible.
So, I don't know. I think that's what you're talking about, but I'm not real familiar with it.
I don't know if Jesus pushed a kid off a roof.
It sounds like Macaulay Culkin from The Good Son.
Wow, what a great movie. Co-starring Elijah Wood.
Mm.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I forgot about that film. It's boring.
Well, I don't know what it is. I fucked up, and Kelly can't find it because I hear a little fucking fingers tapping away. I had to turn down the mic. I Googled it, but all the shemale porn flopped up for some reason. And I didn't know what to do. I panicked because it was on the computer, and you were like, "That's not it." And I was like, "Fuck! Of course it's not it." And I don't want to fucking take you to hell because you got a glimpse of my browser. I don't know how your God works. Again,
your browser.
You looked at it. I saw you look at it.
You even listened. You listened, my son.
Jesus. What would I Google? What would
Jesus
you,
push a
Google
kid off a
apocrypha.
Roof?
Apocrypha.
Jesus.
Just I tried doing that, but I couldn't spell it.
Pushes.
A-P-O-C-R-Y-P-H-A.
I love how he dumbed it down.
R-Y-P-H-A.
A-P.
A-P-O.
Jesus pushes kid off roof. Yeah, it's called infancy. I got it. Here it is. It's the infancy gospel of Thomas.
Okay.
Infancy gospel of Thomas that he pushed the kid off the roof, brought him back to life, and said, I didn't do, they all, the town were like, what did you do? Mm-hmm. And he was like, look, I didn't do it. And the kid was like, no, Lord, you didn't do that, you know? And
he was bullying him.
He was learning how, what his, it was, he learning about his powers. And then all of a sudden, learning what his job in life was to help people. Mm. So in order to get there, he had to figure it out. And then he finally was like, oh, okay, I'm going to help people. I'm going to take this grain and make it more like his father, Joseph, or not his father. God was his father. Sorry, Rye. Saw your eyes go up like a Muppet, like an old lady when she hears the word cunt at a comedy show. and I'm kidding. He didn't do it. He was cutting wood because he was a carpenter. He fucked up, cut the board wrong. Jesus just said, hey, and made the board longer. That's in this book, The Gospel of Thomas. And it's interesting to me because you never hear about Jesus. It's just a baby, got a bunch of gifts, and then 33-year-old bearded dude walking on water. In the middle, he fucked up. It's good to know that he fucked up
a little bit.
Yeah, I've got one here where he accidentally killed a kid because some kid runs by, bumps him on the shoulder. Jesus tells him that he'll go no further, and then the kid drops dead.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a bunch of things that the kid, Jesus, fucking
little
killed.
Is he like the little boy in Twilight Zone that everyone's afraid of? Yeah. They're like, hi, Jesus. Everyone's happy.
Yeah, happy.
Everyone's happy, Jesus.
They made that into a Simpsons Twilight one, didn't they?
They parodied. Yes. Parodied.
So you, I mean, it's that you believe in Jesus Christ. I believe that Jesus existed, but I'm more a spiritual guy. Kelly believes
the boomerang comes back to us because the great planet wants us to have more
kangaroo in the sky.
What do you believe?
No, I was brought up strict Catholic.
Strict Catholic.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So are you still a Catholic?
No, I don't go to church anymore. I stopped going to church because every time I went to church it was because someone died. And it's just depressing, so I stopped.
How many people did you know died?
Well, you know what I mean? You go to church when someone dies.
What are you, a gang?
Yeah. Like funerals and stuff. And I was like, I'm done. I can't deal with this.
Village
anymore.
Trying fighting for rights?
Everyone in the village next to us wanted all of our supplies.
Yeah.
So we had to go out in the bush and fight them.
What do you believe in, Dan?
I believe in whatever you want me to believe. Because I'm corporate man. I'm agnostic. I believe in God. I don't believe in a religion.
What does the word agnostic mean?
It means that you believe in a higher power, but not a specific religion.
It's like you don't know.
It's like AA.
It's a very corporate Dan thing to do.
It really is. Here's the thing. I did that when I got sober. I did that. I would pray every night.
Isn't that what
it is, right? Every day, every night.
Really? Yeah.
When I woke up and when I went to bed, I would get on my knees and pray. And hang on there, fuckface. And I would do the same thing, is that I would just pray to something other than me, is my point.
Yeah.
Because if you believe, that's what my... Going back to the point, I know I'm trying to sound intelligent. I'm really not. I'm just trying to figure this shit out. I'm not trying to make going back to my original point.
Welcome to the 800 Club with Robert Kelly.
The 800 Pound Club.
That's a good thing on yourself.
Thank you.
You really got yourself good.
Thank you.
I'll tell you this. If I were to pick a religion, I'd go Judaism.
Why?
Because I'm like one of those. I'm like one of those white kids that wants to be black. I'm like I'm a goy that wants to be a Jew.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great to have a grandmother that's like, "What are you doing?"
going? Just that constant. Yeah,
you know how great it would be? I'll tell you why. Because he wants to fucking progress in this business.
Corporate Dan. Shalom. Shabbat shalom.
Plus he wants to put a yarmulke on the back of that flathead.
Well, that's just most hats fit like yarmulkes.
Yeah.
So just be convenient. That's
exactly what his hair looks like. He has yarmulke hair.
I really do. If you look at my hair. Baruch atah.
Amen. Aleinu melech olam.
Hi, let me tell you, it is hot outside. I am sweaty.
Oh my God, you really have yarmulke head. Well, you have crazy hair too.
Do
your
I?
Hair, yeah, your
I,
hair's crazy.
Lately, I do.
Oh my God, you have summer. You know what you have?
DUI,
how does it look
DUI
right
hair.
Now?
He like has, when someone gets a DUI at 3 a.m. and they fucking take their picture.
There's my mom.
Yeah.
I get nothing. I have shitty genetics. I tapped out. I tapped the fuck out. Because I never wanted video of that.
Bobby's Depression's brought to you by a head blade.
Here's the deal. When my hair, you know my hair. I have beautiful hair.
Gorgeous.
I used to, at the end, when it started going, I used to have to make it. So I used to have to take hair from the back here and push it up here, then take hair over here, push it up, and spray it and make it, and it would look great.
Really?
But I wanted fucking a chick, or if I wanted like raining out or something, I might like I'd be like holding this shit up, and the next day it would just be like up here, and I'd be like, "Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Don't look at me."
Just like a fraggle, just fucking.
Don't look at me.
How many girls would be like, "Who did I fuck? Who are you?" I had one girl go like this. Ah! She woke up next to me. I was like, "Hey," she was like, "Ah."
That's so.
And that girl's name's Dawn. Anyways, So, yeah, dude, all right. So I'll move on from religion. I just wanted to get that out there, that the infancy gospel of Thomas was weird.
Yeah.
And you believe in you believe in a different Jesus.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I believe in Jesus. Yeah.
You don't find it hard to be good in this business?
Sure. I think everybody does, though, don't you? I don't think that has anything to do with religion.
Do you think you're better off because you have something you believe in that keeps you grounded, I say? Or?
Yeah, it helps me. I mean, I think that's part of the reason I believe it, because I think about how much it helped me.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think helps you like, in the tougher times? Do you think it's really good to be there and like?
Yeah, sure. I mean, everything's not easy, and it's always some things are tough, and sometimes it's really hard to have beliefs like that, and you go, I got to do this or this, but not feel pressure weird ways, but. You know, overall, I think it helps me.
Do you think is it hard to have such juicy lips? Is that hard?
That's the easiest part of my life.
And being a Mormon, having those fucking juicy lips. So anyways, dude, how old are you, bro?
35.
Can you count how many? 35. Can you count on one hand how many chicks you've banged?
I'm not talking about this. I'm sorry, Robert.
Okay. I just thought I'd throw it out there.
That's so funny. He's older than me, and he looks 3 years younger.
Because
he's never had a sip of booze.
Well, he's
and never.
Yeah, he's a healthy human being.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you look young too, Dan. But here's the thing: is like your lifestyle. It's we hung out for a month, and it didn't impede on my shit at all. Like you're such a nice guy, but you're such a regular guy, and you don't judge. Mm. That's the fucking key. Not one time did he ever come down on me, and not one time did he go.
Well, not to your face, but no, I've got some pretty lengthy emails. They are pretty riddled with a lot of judgment.
I love how you just said, "I'm just kidding." You had to put that at the end of it. Just
that's
make sure.
Dan.
I'm just kidding, guys.
I'm just kidding.
Now, we had Dan was in Chicago this weekend with me. Mm-hmm. He just showed. I forgot you were going to be there. I was in Chicago at a brand new club called Up.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous room. One of my favorite places ever. You should play there. Have your guy call them.
I'm going to Chicago later this year.
To where? For what?
Zanies. I'm doing a different club. So maybe
I know
what
club it is.
I don't know.
It's right next door.
Oh, so I can't do this.
Zanies, let's put it this way. They use light bulbs for their sign. No, Zanies is fine.
We'll see. I don't know. I've never been to Chicago. I've never worked in Chicago.
You have a bulletproof vest.
Oh.
Oh.
Hey, maybe you should believe in Jesus a little more.
Chicago's going to change you.
No, it's right next door, but Up is brand new. It's at Second City upstairs. It's on the up, up from Second City.
Uh-huh.
But it's like a theater. But the crowds are fucking amazing. All the crowds were just.
And it just opened.
And like a lot of O&A fans showed up. A lot of You Know What Dude fans.
That was awesome.
And yeah, Dan was there. He came down, wound up doing a guest spot. And he fucking killed it, of course. He goes up and fucking levels it, this cocksucker. I've never seen him have a bad set.
I know.
I bombed last night.
Where?
At a bar show in Astoria, Queens.
Come on, dude. Okay.
You're still supposed to bomb there.
Yeah. You still count it.
You probably bombed because there's like four people in the audience that were trying to eat dinner and
there's
you ambushed.
No spotlight.
Oh,
there's no
spot.
What were you doing under a fucking lamp?
You're just in the corner. I said it looked like we were running an auction for sex slaves. Because it was like black lights and couldn't see. Yeah.
Well, nobody's going to fucking buy
Chris
your
DeStefano
shit.
Was there. He was on the same show.
Did he do good?
He texted me and said that it just turned pure chaotic. A group of Spanish guys came in and started just fucking up. Like they took the mic
the away.
They took the mic away from one of the comics.
Which
and then,
comic?
Really?
I don't know. Shit. And then they kicked them out and then the show just ended.
They took the mic away. What a fucking degrading.
They do that. Yeah, I would have probably.
That scares the shit out of me. That's happened to a friend of mine, and she started crying and stuff. And I was like, I never want that to happen.
See, that's the option women have that bugs me is that they literally just start crying at that point. We have to fight. We have to fight or flight. We have to pick one.
How great would it be if you started crying?
Dude. Well, here's the thing is that, if we want to go into this now, it's. I want to talk about that. I want because you go to therapy, but yeah, I go to therapy. Mm-hmm. We go to the same therapist now. He goes to my guy.
That.
He's a great guy. He's fucking unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
And he works on a scale, so you know, if you can pay this much, you pay that much. If you can't, you can't. And he's unfucking believable. But he got me to cry. He's the one who opened up my valves.
He cracked me open quick.
Yeah, but you know what, dude? Cracking you open, I could have done that.
You probably could.
Yeah, you're like a thin coconut. You could have done with if you know where to hit. Like, you know those guys that have the little, you just know where to hit it, and it just pops off?
I think that is a very
I'm just trying to make you cry now.
And I think when you call me a coconut,
pull it together.
I think that what you're trying to say is, don't have a tough shell.
I'm sorry for hurting your feelings. Well, what happened, because I have all this anger. I get angry. I have anger issues.
I know. I've never really seen you that way. But
You've never seen me that way because you're not an asshole. Seriously. It's not. My anger doesn't come out.
Use it for good?
I know. There's a movie coming out. I forget the name of it, where this guy finds out he's dying, and then he just says, fuck it.
Oh, fucking great. It's called an American.
What is it?
An American Dream.
It's coming out, the American Dream.
Okay.
It's coming out in May.
The girl.
Fucking Google it.
Oh, yeah.
She's just sitting there going, the wizard box isn't talking to me. Why isn't the magic wizard box telling me everything I want to know?
I hooked her up with a fucking magic box in front of her, and I got to keep telling her, just Google it.
She's like, I just seem so excited about this weird wizard box, and I don't know. Is it made?
I'm scared.
Are you pregnant?
Am I? God, I hope not.
That means something could make her think that she fucking gone.
That means she's got somebody's jizz in her. Yeah.
She's hoping
it's dying.
Let's shake her up.
I don't go raw dog.
You never go raw dog?
Nah.
Really?
No. You never go raw.
Ever.
Not even like a slip
look at
in,
me.
couple pumps.
If we're like,
look
you know,
me.
If we're seriously doing something.
Look at me.
What?
Look at me,
I'm
Kelly.
Looking at you.
Look at me.
Yeah, I'm looking at you.
I'm your father right now.
I know.
I want you to look at me.
I need one in this country.
Look at me. You've never let him put it in just one pop in. One pop. Look.
A couple
pumps.
You're
lying.
A couple pumps.
You're lying. You're lying. You know why
you're
lying?
Bobby, I'm telling you the truth.
Look at me.
I'm telling you the truth right now. The guy that's hanging around now has never put his dick in me without a condom.
Listen.
I'm telling you.
Look at me.
She's lying.
Don't look away. Don't put your hands on your hips. And don't giggle. Since you've been to America... You look at me. Don't look up.
American,
you changed. You changed the question, though.
Of course,
no,
I am.
No,
I'm this is my original question. Since you've been in America, have you let a guy pop his little helmet in? Just a little bit.
Twice.
T- Twice.
Yeah. But right. I got tested for stuff when I went back to Australia in January, and I'm fine.
Yeah, but what are their tests?
So since you've been tested.
Hot water in a towel.
They're dropping a lake, and they're like,
nope, there's no wives.
I'm going to take my finger, run it in my deodorant, and if it burns your pussy and you scream, you've got something. I can't even do an accent.
I'm going to snap this stick. If the right side's bigger than the left, you have chlamydia.
I'm going to throw
a doctor. You're a doctor in Australia, Dan. You're going to, that's it.
Now, I'm going to let the dingo go in the room. If he comes and sits at your feet, you've got herpes.
Oh, God. America the Beautiful?
America the Beautiful. This guy, what this movie's about, this guy finds out he's a fucking going to die. He says, fuck it. And he doesn't just go kill anybody. He just kills mean, rude assholes. Wow. People who, and he gives you a shot. Like, he's just like, hey, maybe you should say thank you. I don't fuck it. And then he just kills them.
That's great.
And he kills
them. The murder they show in the preview is him killing one of those girls from the Sweet 16.
Do you know how many girls, when I'm at eating with my wife and we're trying to have a nice dinner, and then that table of young, rich cunts from Sex in the City, fucking twats come
Martinis!
In.
Martinis!
But they talk, they don't have restaurant voice. They're just like, yeah, so anyways, we were going. Everybody else is like, hey, yeah, it's a good it's place. Awful. I like this. Yeah, how's the bread? And they're like, well, oh my God, last night, he was such an asshole. Do you want bread? I want bread. Excuse me, can we get more
water?
I'm
not doing bread. Are you going to do bread?
I'm going to do bread. Are you going to do bread? I like bread.
I can't eat bread. I'm not eating anything.
Yeah, she's gonna thwap. She's gonna thwap later.
Thwap, oh my God. Awesome. Fucking yeah.
Two bottles.
I met a black eye there.
Oh my God.
Very black God.
Oh my God. I
met a guy. That's where I met the Mormon. The Mormon.
Oh my God. Your dad doesn't pay for
me. Hi, I'm Ryan.
Listen,
do you know it's like waiting on those cunts?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What, yeah, but imagine if you could kill them. Imagine if you found out if you're gonna die.
Dozens of deaths.
If you're gonna die. If you're gonna die. And you could fucking kill them. Finally, somebody made this movie. Finally.
You know how many times I had to walk to an 8 Top? Oh. Just those chicks.
You guys making margaritas? Yeah. You guys,
hi, can I start you guys off with guacamole?
And then they don't stop.
They don't even stop.
No. I think I'm gonna do a margarita. You want to do frozen or on the rocks?
Hi, would you like guacamole?
Yeah.
Kelly, you still wait tables.
Yeah. I had a six top the other day, and they just and you walk over and they don't acknowledge you.
Banquet or tables banked together?
No. It was six girls that had to bang together. Okay. But like, and they
hang on,
just
hang on. Stop one second. This is way to talk. Yeah. We know your religion takes care of you to the age of 9, and then they actually give you money until you.
I was a valet for years.
You were a valet.
I didn't wait tables.
You look like a valet.
Don't bring that weak ass shit in here. Let's talk about this 6 top.
Yeah.
I'll interpret. But they don't.
I'll be your interpreter.
Yeah. Okay. But they don't stop when you walk over. And I get really frustrated because I'm busy. It's a busy place. So right. I just walk away and they're like, excuse me, where? I need some water. I need water. I'm like, I put 6 glasses down. Like, there's 6 of you. How could you need more glasses of water? And then at the end, it was a big check. And I see them all get their fucking phones out, dividing the fucking check. I'm like, you pee. And I just hear the word 13%. Is that 13? We'll do 13%. And I'm like, oh, fucking snap your neck, you dumb bitch.
It's the worst.
13%.
15% is a fucking good tip. Yeah. She didn't do anything.
Can I tell you, I worked at an Italian restaurant in the north, in the Italian part of Boston, and my boss was this old Italian lady with like teeth missing on the side, cotton candy hair. Me and my friend Aldo Benny, who's a very funny comedian in L.A., worked there at the same time. It was me and him doing the day shift, and this place would get jammed. Mm. But my boss would sit there and scratch tickets in the corner. Mm. One table was for her. She'd eat bread. And like her teeth were going to come out if she chewed too hard. And she'd drink black coffee and smoke cigarettes at the table. Mm. And she'd scratch tickets and there'd be a line of people. It was the best because she was always on your side. I remember people would grab me. Excuse me, don't ever fucking touch me. Excuse me, can I grab more bread? Don't fucking touch me. And I mean, because of where we were and the place was kind of mobbed out, that we could, you know, these yuppies would come in because it was a cheap meal, $5 for an Italian buffet, but amazing food.
Yeah.
You can get all 5 dishes or 2 dishes or 3 dishes, whatever combination you wanted. It was packed for 2.5 hours, jam packed, good money. And they'd be like, I want to see the manager. Be like, are you sure? Yes. Are you sure? Yeah. And we're like, all right, Flo. Yeah. And all of a sudden you see her. What? Because she's scratching tickets. And she'd be like, they want to see you. What the fuck do they want? A free meal?
Fuck you.
The restaurant's the size of my house too, dude, by the way. So every table would just stop talking. Yeah, it was great. I was fucking.
See, we were so corporate that they'd be like, did you offend them? What did you say to them?
Yeah.
What did you say to them?
Yeah. Your place. I had a woman tell me to shut up the other day.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
I was reading out the specials and she's like, I'm a regular. And then like stopped me reading this. I went, okay, I won't go through my spill. Then she goes, you need to just shut up.
I swear
to God. And my whole body went really, really hot. Went really, really hot my whole body. And I just looked out the window and went, what do I do now?
How weird of a
feeling
is that?
What? Yeah, I was like, what do I do? Guy, I don't know what to say to this.
I had a guy two Christmases ago. It was about 3 days before Christmas. He brought his parents and his family and he had a couple small kids. I don't know if I've told the story before, but he fucking busted my balls because I charged his kids for drinks. For sodas. And he's like, bring me the kids menu. Bring me the kids menu. Ugh. And I'm like, is there a problem, sir? And he's like, I don't know. It just says here on the kids menu that kids drink soft drinks for free. And I was like, oh, that's my mistake. I'll take it off. He goes, no. Why don't you know the menu? Why don't you know the menu? And I'm I did know the menu, but I just, you know, it was a brain fart and I just screwed up. He's like, no. Why don't you know the menu? And I was like, all right, man. And I started getting that feeling, that white hot heat where you're just like, you motherfucker.
It's Christmas, fucking hell.
Well, I mean, what would you do, right? I mean,
if I was a waiter?
This is the thing with me. Is like, I see a guy like you. You don't have a temper. I've never seen you have a temper.
Oh, I get upset. I have.
Get upset.
You watch me get upset.
God darn it.
I want to know. I want to know what the fuck is... What was the last time you got mad and actually acted out and did something?
It'd
be funny if you just slapped me in the face.
Right now.
Get off my back, Kelly.
Right here, you fat fucking. You're like, whoa, Ryan.
Then he just grabbed Kelly by the hair and dragged her downstairs.
This aboriginal whore. I'm like, what are you even talking about, Ryan? This is mine now.
I'm not talking to her. I'm talking to you, voice cunt.
Sit down, you fucking lanky cunt. Fuck, Ryan snapped.
Boy. Ryan, when was the last time?
I don't yell at people very often.
What was the last time you yelled at somebody?
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, I can't think of it.
Wow, what an amazing life.
When's the last time you punched? Have you ever punched a wall?
Punched a wall? Yeah.
Okay. When?
I know I have.
When?
I
don't know.
I just see Ryan punching the wall, then apologizing to the wall. I'm sorry, wall.
Listen.
I'm really sorry, wall.
Backing it over, sanding it down.
I'll never do that again.
You know what? I'm going to work extra hard to make sure this wall looks better.
He makes a new wall.
Well, I'm just really sorry.
So, when was the last time you actually got mad?
I'm trying to think. I would love to share.
First of all, this
is
not a bad thing. This is a beautiful thing, which is going to bring us into this therapy thing. Anger, no, it's not. Anger is fucking hurt feelings. Anger is hurt feelings. Anger is rage and fear and all this fucked up shit. That's all it is. That's what I learned from Alan. Is I would get so mad at people. I would get so mad at my wife. I would just fucking punch walls and slam shit.
Oh, thank God that ended with walls.
Dawn would fight me. Dawn's from Boston.
Dawn carries.
No, she came at me one day. I threw. You ever hear that joke I have about chicken?
Yeah.
I threw chicken at the wall. We got into a fight, and I had raw chicken in my hand, and I went to throw it against the wall. I was like, "Fuck chicken!"
Yeah.
Now we're not having fucking chicken. You fucking happy bitch. But the chicken slipped and it slapped her in the face. But it landed perfectly on her face and slapped her and then slid down her face. And Dawn hates raw chicken. Fucking scavazzes it. She went, I saw her hands ball up. She went, you motherfucker. But she was rage laughing like, you motherfucker. Came at me. I had to put all my weight on her, hold her down. And she's like, she's going, get off me, kid. She called me kid. Not joking. She went, kid, get the fuck off me. Laughing. Laughing rage.
Oh, it's so creepy.
Kid, get the fuck off me. This is my way. Well, you can't. I don't fuck with Dawn like that, but I would slam shit and blah, blah, blah. I remember one time I slammed the counter, the cabinets.
Yeah.
And what the fuck do I got to do? And I slammed it. The other side was a wine rack with four bottles of wine, glasses her father gave her, wine glasses. And it just went kunk, kunk, whoosh, and smashed. The loudest, scariest smash sound. Wine. And all you hear is, my father's glasses. Immediately.
Dude, I could cry right now.
I could cry right now. Because I was like, oh, and I tried to clean it up. She's like, I'll do it. I don't want you to touch it.
You ruined everything.
Shit.
But that, it's this rage is my, that's what I had that joke in my act. I should start doing it again. Where he told me, he goes, I go, you know, why do you, he's like, why do you get so mad at you? Dawn. So Rachel, because she's an asshole. And he's like, no, she hurt your feelings. She's like, that's all it is anger. And this is a
leads
fact.
To hate, which leads to the dark side.
Anger is hurt. You just got hurt. So when somebody cuts you off and you're on the highway, I'll fucking kill you. Yeah. They just hurt you. It hurt you that
hey,
they...
sir, you hurt me. Window down. You hurt me.
That's what he told me to do. He goes, next time somebody hurts you, just say you...
Dude, that'd be so fucking funny if you did that at the cellar, at the table. Said, you're getting your balls busted. Guys, that hurts.
He said, you just say you hurt my feelings. I was like, dude, I don't know if I can do that. I don't know. I said, in my act, I go, I'd feel more comfortable blowing an astronaut in the space outfit as he wrote, help me backwards in the fog. It's just... awful. It's just awful. And to say to somebody, you hurt me. I mean, there's no, on the other end, there's no coming back from that.
Yeah, you just go, oh shit. Sorry, dude.
Yeah. I mean, even if you're, imagine being in a bar fight and the dude's like, I'll fuck you. What the fuck?
You want to fucking go?
Dude.
You want to fucking go?
Dude, you know what?
Fuck you.
You know what?
Fuck you, man.
You know what, man?
What?
You hurt me. You hurt my feelings.
You know what? I've had a long week. My therapist and I are working on this. Can I buy you a beer?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you don't have that.
I get angry, but I don't yell very often. I get angry at myself sometimes, which I don't think that's healthy either.
Really? What do you mean you get angry? Why?
I'll make a mistake. I'll do something dumb and I'll get really angry at myself.
Like what?
You know.
Like a flight? Like,
yeah. I could miss a flight. I could make a, you know. Make a bad decision.
I'd pay to see you get angry.
I would love to see you get angry.
I got angry at the airport once. Yeah.
Just once. At all the times you fly.
But then I prayed and I forgave the person.
No, I mean,
but what do you do though when you get angry? Like what do you search for? Like what's your thing that makes you go, all right, I'm cool now. I just need 5 minutes. I just count to 10.
Breathe or?
Like what is it? I need answers.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's healthy, but it just kind of stays in there for a while, and I walk away.
That's not healthy.
Yeah.
That's not healthy. That's cool.
He's going to lose it on a deli owner.
Or you're going to get like stomach cancer. You just bury it all in the hatchet.
I'll talk to somebody. Yeah,
it'll be the shape of Jesus' face.
You know how fucking automatically on his side I would be if I ever turned the corner and Ryan was yelling at someone? I'd be like, what did that person do?
Yeah. He must be the worst person in the world.
You see comics, you know them, but you never see them. You just say, hey, what's up? What's going on? Ah, blah, blah, blah. That happened to me. Alu Bell, who I don't know if you guys know. He's a very funny.
Yeah.
Alu Bell.
Very funny guy,
yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Little crazy, whatever. But all of a sudden, I'm in the rental car place, and they're like, oh, shit, here comes crazy. I look, Alu Bell's... You know the big parking garage we got to go up the big hill to get into in New York? He's coming up on his bike with a parker on, big hat, bags, and it's like, oh, shit. I know. I didn't say anything. Yeah. He sticks his head in the door. You know, you could fucking tell people that you're going to fucking not have cars. If you make a fucking reservation, you should have a fucking car. That's bullshit. I need a car. Now what am I going to do? What am I going to do? The fuck? And I'm literally inches away just looking at him. And he flips out. She goes, sir, it's not my fault. He goes, I know it's not your fault. I know it's not your fault. I know it's not your fault. But it's, you know, you should. And he looks over at me and he goes, did you see that? I went, every bit of it. I loved it.
Watching someone come unglued.
And then he left, didn't
enjoyable.
Get the car. Right after he left, they go, okay, we got a couple new cars. Here's your car, Mr. Kelly. Oh. They got cars for everybody. If he had just kept his cool, he would have had a car.
Right.
They got cars for everybody from Avis, but... But anyways, dude, you're going to therapy now.
Yeah.
I want to go back. Where the fuck did we go? Okay, we're gonna take a break real quick. But before we take a break, I want to go back to, you were in Chicago with me.
Yeah.
And this was a fucking great thing because, you know, you did this shit with me when there was hundreds of people listening.
Yeah, right.
Just hundreds. Now there's thousands.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
20,000 to 30,000 a week.
It's great.
Okay. And we did a show in Chicago. You popped in, did your set. And then this was the best part. After he's walking out to go sneak a cigarette, because this fucking cocksucker is smoking again.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome
I'm not
back.
Buying packs, but I am.
You're even the worst. You're worse. Because you're the scumbag.
It's owed to me. It's owed to me, Bobby. 12 fucking years of smoking, and I bummed my fucking fair share. Now I'm bumming back.
It's
Soda's revenge. Fuck that. You took a cigarette off me, all those bums I gave fucking cigarettes to. The guy in Hope. Boken. Can I have a cigarette? It's my last one. Can I have a drag?
You're hurting my feelings.
I've never seen that much emotion from him, man. After therapy,
you know
Dan.
What? I'm getting mad for Ryan. I'm channeling his rage.
We should do that. We should get mad for Ryan right now.
This is for Ryan Hamilton. Just punch someone in the fucking head.
Ryan, right now, tell us something that makes you mad. Kelly's going to get mad for you. What makes you mad? What makes you mad?
What?
Tell me something.
I don't know.
What makes
what
you
upsets
mad?
You?
What upsets you?
I don't know. What
say
what do you
something
mean?
That makes you
something
mad.
Makes you mad, Ryan.
You hate traffic.
He's making me upset now. That he's not telling me how he feels.
What?
That's what's happening.
What makes you mad? I'm gonna pick traffic.
Leave him alone.
Traffic. Get mad at traffic, man.
Kelly, yell at traffic.
No,
do it. Oh, Kelly.
I'm gonna try my arms.
Nah.
This is why women stink.
What?
This is why.
She couldn't go
this.
With it.
I'll tell you why.
I'll give you real rage, but not that one.
Shut your face. This is why women stink, because she has a heart. You even Ryan doesn't have a heart. Okay?
Right.
She felt bad for Ryan. And but it's not making fun of Ryan.
I know.
What's wrong with you? Look, she just did that
like
face. I'm
mad.
Done. I'm done.
I don't like it.
You I'm really
gonna,
are like a.
I can't
like
do
a,
it,
dude. When you, if
I
you and Don have a daughter,
I was abused. I was abused.
If you and Don have a daughter, she's gonna walk all over.
I'm done, dude. I'm done. This bitch just whapped her eyebrow. If that was DeRosa, I would have fucking. We would have been screaming at each other.
I would have
right
been sitting here awkwardly staring at my shoes.
One day I'll give you anger.
I know. You don't.
You'll see it.
Yeah, don't fucking. Yeah, don't fuck yourself. You don't get to give us your anger. Oh, one day you'll get my anger from Australia.
If you're lucky, I'll ship my anger over.
So back to the show.
Sneak a cigarette. All of a sudden he fucking. I just yell as I go, you cocksucker, where you going?
Now you go, are you going to get fucking stoned, dude?
You just yell that out. I go, no, I'm not going to get stoned. And then he brought up the fact.
I go, everybody, Dan Soda, monster voice, everybody. Uh-huh. You know monster voice? And how many fucking people?
A lot of people were like, what? Yeah, like, started clapping.
Oh, shit, that's awesome.
It was really cool. There was a great guy we talked to after the show that used to work at FX.
Yeah.
He's a real
really
big
good oh, guy.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, really nice guy. And it was fun.
You do voices? Really? For the crowd?
Well, yeah.
I went through.
I go. Give me this voice. Give me that voice. I was like. I go. Give me. Randy Macho Man Savage.
Yeah, it's the Macho Man.
Give me fucking Andre the Giant.
I don't want to, but I will.
Anybody want a peanut?
Anybody want a peanut? Got the four horses. Let's find the lady.
Indian Dan.
Then we did Indian Dan.
Yeah.
For when the great bald-headed chief asks for the sky to open, bring rain to our crops.
And you did Fat Kelly.
Did you really?
I did Fat Kelly.
Oh, you did Fat Kelly?
I did some Fat Kelly.
Oh, that's so great.
You know, I like Fat Kelly.
Oh,
fat
so
feet.
Funny, though, man.
I can't believe you did Fat Kelly. I'm so privileged.
I did.
So funny, dude. It was so funny. It was just good that the lot of fans of the podcast
that's cool, man.
Came to Chicago this week. So I want to thank those motherfuckers for coming
that's
out.
Awesome.
And they were so, the next night, fans had heard you were there.
Oh.
And they were all bummed out. They were like, what the
oh,
fuck?
Shit.
We're going to do another live, you know what, dude, podcast very soon. So you better become really funny.
Or you better get real good at emceeing.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you better get your shit
together. Get pumping up that crowd.
Yeah, because if we're going to do a live show somewhere,
you're
going to have to be on it.
You're going to have to do stand-up.
Because I host it.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, you better fucking have some shit.
I better bring
I can handle
thunder.
That room.
We're going to have to do it in some fucking den.
I'll bring the heat.
Fucking, the mug and the muffin.
Yeah. Off the fucking Gramercy stop in Brooklyn.
You're gonna take the JF train.
If you're gonna take the G, you're gonna get off at Metropolitan.
Go by Anthony Bourdain's new restaurant.
It's delicious. You're gonna go by the place where crackheads used to fuck each other.
Go downstairs seven flights.
There's PBR on special for $1.50.
Take the elevator, the one person elevator, down three flights.
The MC's name's Claudio.
Yes. Make
5 minutes.
Get your drink ticket. It's an old Subway token.
It's super retro. He usually closes on his Thundercats reference. So when he does that, just
bring so many. Yeah.
And please, for the sake of the audience, no aggression.
Ryan Hamill.
Lucky I didn't have that.
How do you follow these fucking killers on the road, man?
I don't know. We were on the road together for a long time.
Yeah, I guess you did follow me. No, did you went up before me? But you,
yeah,
how do you go up after a guy, a fucking just one of those local killers? I mean, look,
what's up with I-84?
Let me take this.
If it jams that up, it's like, what am I, fucking Mayor Kroenke?
Oh my God, he knows our name.
No, you are. This is the weird thing about you is you are crystal clean, but you don't know it. You don't even think about it.
The audience, you mean? Yeah.
Well, some comics, you know, they're clean comics. Just his material, it's like you don't know that he's not swearing or being dirty.
He and Nate are the only two comics that I've, I watch he and Nate and it just doesn't even, you don't
Nate's
even think
great.
About it.
Yeah.
But you don't even think.
Nate's what?
Nate's great. I love Nate.
Nate's great?
Nate's great.
But yeah, Nate and you, I really love watching you. We did that Final Four competition a couple of years ago.
Oh, that's right.
Who won?
He did. He should. He's a fucking beast.
Nate won.
Yeah, he.
Well,
you
Nate
are a
won
beast.
The whole competition, but yeah. Ryan and I went against each other in the Elite Eight, and Ryan beat me.
Yeah.
And he, I was having more fun watching him.
Oh, you have don't that shut.
I'm serious. He does that bit.
Right. Neutral. That's neutral.
Is
down.
That fucking, you know, make you sick?
That's neutral. Down.
I'm turning your fucking mic down. You don't get the taco. You don't get the taco, Kelly. I'll turn his mic down too. Listen, Dan.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck you. And really, you didn't want to beat this little fucking moment.
No, I did. Absolutely, I wanted to beat him.
Yeah, exactly. Say it to his face, John Jones.
I wanted to beat you, but you beat me.
Yeah, and then you just had fun watching him after that. You weren't going, fuck, he's not.
No, not at all. I actually did not feel that at all.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
You told me you did.
No, I didn't.
You told me you don't like Ryan. Yesterday when I said
I refused.
I actually believe you about that competition, because that competition, we were all, it was me, Joe, you,
Nate.
And we all knew that it was like, these are just things.
Yeah. It's just a thing.
Nate won, but I still wanted to win.
Did you want to win?
I wanted to win.
That's against God.
God's will. I wanted to win, and I never did that.
And then I
won
it next year because you weren't in it.
I didn't do it again.
But then I won it because you didn't jump in.
Well, I thought, I'm not going to go through the whole thing again.
I just found myself smiling at Ryan.
Yeah, you did. I looked over and I was like, I thought you were going to say something.
I can't tell you when I see Ryan, doesn't matter what mood I'm in, he's just a nice guy. There's certain people in your life you have to, I say everybody should have a Ryan.
Everyone needs a Ryan in their
Everybody
life.
Needs a Ryan. Everybody needs a good person. Can we rent you out to some of the fans of this show that leave me?
$49.99. You get Ryan Hamilton for 90 minutes.
I blocked some guy last week. I blocked a lot of people last week. One guy I blocked, just a rude fucking email, but didn't put the happy face, smiley face. Mm. You know that's my
rule.
You
need to do that.
You want
to
fucking say something about me joking. If you're joking, happy face, the smiley face, or I love you, Bob. So I know you're a fan. You're not just a fucking scumbag. A lot of the people do it. They're not following you, too. That's good. Go fuck. You mean nothing to me. Yeah. If you're not even following me and you fucking
really
say shit to me.
The passion of Robert Kelly. The man who masturbates to making out.
The passion.
Because he's so passionate. Bobby has the passion of a Latino. I am Roberto Kelly, and I want to make out with you.
My
phone in my pantalones.
My photo is on the wall of the comedy set.
If you go to the cellar, go downstairs. You will see the passion of Roberto Kelly.
Oh fuck.
Oh wow. This is so funny too. Here's, and this goes exactly against what this fuck said. I went and I read his tweets, because I'll do that. I'll go read your other fucking tweets that you said about me or whatever. And I blocked him. He sent me this big long email. big fan of the fucking show, blah, blah, blah. I was just fucking around. Maybe I took it too far. I hear you getting your balls busted from Norton on blah, blah, and I just want to be part of the fucking go. Fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Me and Norton are best friends. You don't get to fucking roll the dice and come in and just jump, right. Like we're pals and say fucking cancer.
I would punch
die.
Them in the face if they walked into a room and I never met them. They're like, yeah. What's up, faggot? And I'm yeah. like, all right, so we're
fighting. I've actually done that. So I've done that. I fucking choke dudes out at shows. I've had guys come up to me after the show, fucking did you? And I grabbed them by the neck. Fuck you, you fucking idiot. I'm just kidding. Go fuck yourself, man.
Yeah. There's decent. You still need to have common decency.
Well, and then I read his thing. It goes, yo, fucking. Yeah, he fucking surrounds himself with less talented people so that he can control.
You know like, what? I'm too fresh out of therapy. I do not need to hear that. I can't accept Alan
that wasn't saying that. Okay. That wasn't to you, Dan. Okay. But here's it is. It's like, I get smashed too on this fucking podcast. Yeah. You just fucking called me a fucking... fucking
fat fuck, I believe it was.
I don't think he said that, Kelly.
No, I think he did.
Kelly. I think you just said that. I've
been waiting to pop that one out. All right.
There, here's my toy. You made me flap my arms. You're a fat fuck, Bobby.
No. Yeah. All right. Yeah, do a voice. Go on.
But see, she knows that's a really half-ass attempt.
Exactly. You keep doing fucking voices.
Thank
you know
you.
Why?
Why?
You're a fucking monster voice.
Goddamn
right.
I love you.
I'll jump this fucking table.
I'll jump this table. I'm bumming cigarettes and I don't care who knows it.
Right, we're gonna take a break. We'll be right back. Hey, you know what, dude fans? Show your goddamn love right now. You love the podcast? Well, prove it. Go to Riotcast.com, you know what, dude page, and hit donate. And donate some cash, motherfucker. $1, $5,000. We don't give a shit. It all goes back into the podcast and helps us make this show even better. Or just go to the merch page. Get yourself a t-shirt, a mug, a fucking hat, or a signed gig poster signed by Joe DeRosa, Dan Soder, and myself. Whatever you get, whatever you donate, it all goes back into making this podcast even fucking better. So thanks for listening and keep spreading the word. You know what, dude?
All right,
fuck. We're back. You know, you can't. It's like fucking a child. You're like a child sometimes. Hey, Hong Kong Fooey.
Hong Kong. I remember Hong Kong
Fooey. Yeah, I know. You have the same head.
That's not cool, bro.
He does have a big head.
I was just reading a compliment on Twitter that someone likes Retard Dan.
What is Retard Dan?
When we were talking with Chris.
What is that? What was it?
When I was trying to do us.
I forgot.
Dude, whoa.
I don't think we should open up this blank.
You really do have, you have fucking retard wig head.
Oh, man.
Dan.
I know.
Do it. Just say, just ask me. Just listen, we're out. Just ask me as retard Danny. Will you please give me a ride on your motorcycle? To get a candy bar. Go ahead.
Robert? Will you give me a ride on your motorcycle to get a candy bar? Robert, can you please give me a ride on your motorcycle to get a candy bar?
Stop.
Some guy on Twitter said he liked it.
Oh, God. There you go. Well, you gave it to him. We're back. We were talking about therapy and shit like that. I've been going to therapy for 6 years. Dan, you've been going for a week.
Three sessions.
And Kelly?
I used to go when I was 24. I went for a while. And then I went one more time about 2 months ago.
How old
ago.
Are you now?
I'm 30. And I went, but I went about 2 months ago. I went again.
You're 30?
Yeah.
Wow.
You look great for 30.
Oh, thanks, Dan.
Fantastic.
Even though you just yelled at me and I'm angry at you.
What the fuck was that? Yeah, you look good.
Oh, thanks.
I didn't say it with the, like, I said that fucked right. up. No, you look good. You do.
You really, you shittily, like, looked at the board. Mm-hmm. Yep,
no, I know.
That's
well,
okay.
Well, here's the deal is that we were talking with Ryan before, and you're talking about you don't get angry. You might not get, you don't have rage like me, but you do have depression.
Sure, yeah. I get that.
I got it this weekend. This is what fucks me up. I'm at this club. I'm at a beautiful hotel, public hotel in Chicago. Gorgeous. Brand new. Fucking beautiful. I mean, the gig is great. The lady, the JB is fucking awesome.
She's a sweetheart.
Awesome. The club is brand new. It's beautiful. Everything's fucking great. They take care of every need I wanted. It's awesome, okay? I'm still depressed. I'm still depressed. I go back to the room and I get sad because I don't like being alone.
Ugh.
I don't
sometimes,
like it.
Checking into a nice place is more depressing than checking into a depressing place because you go, oh, I'm alone here.
Right.
I hate it.
Like yeah. With
that's
you.
Awful.
You're right. You know what? I didn't even think of that. I kept going, fuck, I wish Dawn was here.
Yeah.
She'd enjoy this.
Yeah.
She, like, I don't fucking enjoy it.
Yeah.
I pull that fucking shade down.
Yeah.
Put that TV on and my iPad on.
I almost get angry sometimes when I check into a nice place. You open the door, this nice room, you go, ugh, what am I going to do? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't need it.
Well, it's just like, I can't enjoy this, really, with somebody or, you know.
Right.
It is
yeah,
depressing.
Man, it's fucking, maybe that's why I was sad. I was so like, during the day, it's like, I'm in this beautiful, they call it the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
In Chicago. I'm in the fucking best part of Chicago. Right near Old Town, the Gold Coast, all these restaurants, all these cool places. And I'm that guy. I'm the guy that goes and does stupid shit, goes around the city and takes a dumb tour and joins a club and goes to the top of a building and Instagrams those whole day. You know what I mean?
I got to go to a Cubs game.
Filters it through Snapseed and makes everybody go, holy shit, amazing photos. How do you do it? And what's that face?
I don't understand, so
I don't even know what this
is. Doesn't matter. The people listening, some people do. It wasn't for everybody. But I was so depressed this weekend. Here I am at a great club. I'm making good money. I'm on the top of my game stand-up-wise. I'm just killing it. And I'm fucking sad all day. I sleep all day. I went out. I think there's something going on in the fucking universe too, man. It's been shitty lately.
Yeah.
It's been weird lately. Something the fuck is up.
For the Mayans have predicted that the world will end December 21st, 2012. For when the coyote makes eye contact with the hawk. For it is time for our planet. I'm sorry.
I think it's a change in the seasons though. I always find when you have a change. Did you just irk me? Stop taking your rage out on me, Dan. I didn't do anything wrong.
I think it's the seasons are changing and people are going through changes.
You're being such a fucking pain.
No, I'm sorry.
See, Kelly. Now I'll get
you're getting angry at him.
Yeah,
get angry.
I will. I'm fucking
get
yell at him.
Fuck angry.
Don't fucking. No.
Okay, you know what?
I mean, no.
Are you fucking? Because he's being condescending little cunt. That's why.
Oh, there it is. See?
Yep.
I'm just trying to tap into that. I'm trying to get rid of her weather girl smile that she always has on her face.
That's why it's there, but I just, you know, anyway. No, but it's changing the seasons. Like, you're sleeping. Like, I'm sleeping. Yeah. I can't get up. Like, I can't. There's naps. No. There's too many naps during the day.
Naps.
I think it's beyond that, Kelly. I hear what you're saying. It's going from this hibernation mode to this, oh my God, it's getting kind of nice out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where you're like, I just want to, you know what I mean? Yeah. There's nothing like a shit day out.
That's
as a comic, when you look out and it's just rain. Shit. Oh God, I feel happy right now thinking about it, knowing that I can do nothing and not feel guilty.
Yeah. Right.
Video games and bad food.
I know what you mean, because you go, oh, I don't have the pressure. But you're in these places and you go, I got to experience
this. I have to go downstairs and eat lunch at this awesome, the best restaurant by Jean-Claude Van Damme, who became a chef. I don't know his name.
Yeah, yesterday. Yesterday was hard because it was a good day outside and I fucking wasted a good day outside. Being inside.
I was so depressed this weekend at this club and I had nothing to be depressed about.
Yeah.
And it was because I'm alone. I hate.
But you're not alone. You have Dawn.
On the road.
No, but that's what I mean. But that's real solace though, because that time you have away from each other, when you see each other again, it's lovely. Because you had time away.
You know what, Kelly? I would love to tell you to go fuck yourself right now, but I'm not going to, because you're absolutely, you're making a point.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, is you lose that connection. As a comic, when you become when you start becoming a professional, when you start making a living at this, you're going to have to be alone. You're going to have to get on a fucking, wake up in the morning, take your bag, get a cab, get alone, get to the airport alone, check in alone, wait for the plane alone, get on the plane alone, get off the plane, get your bag, get into another cab alone, get to the hotel a fucking alone, check in, open the door to this beautiful hotel alone, and then go, oh, I have 5 hours to my show. Mm-hmm. What do I do?
Pretend
and you're
going to
be sad. Then you go and you do the show, right?
I always pretend I'm an assassin. It fucking clears up all that alone shit.
What are you talking about?
I got my bag that I carry, and I got my long jacket, and I try to look mysterious.
I know what you mean.
Clothes on top, gun underneath.
I'm a secret agent walking around town.
Yeah. What?
How cool is it?
Don't you like to do that?
You check the room for bugs?
Yeah.
You're looking under tables? I don't trust anything. I got my rifle kit.
Pull the phone out of the wall.
Fucking kidding me?
You don't do that.
No. Well, I'm a fucking 41-year-old
assassin. You're a 41-year-old assassin.
Come on.
I don't pretend I'm an assassin. I actually pretend I'm an undercover boss.
There you go. Huh?
I do that.
I know what you do. You get missions, though. Remember when...
Fucking yes, Ryan. Yeah. You're right. We do get... I get missions, but I've turned the missions off because of...
What does that even mean?
I'll explain it.
Yeah.
Explain
when
it,
you're on the road, you probably do this, too. We would go shopping every day.
He doesn't do this because he just ran into money. Yeah, he didn't have money. So go ahead. But explain it to him.
Oh.
Please explain.
Go ahead.
Shopping? What's that?
I don't know.
You go on the road and you think, I need something, and I need the perfect something.
I did that with a hoodie in Chicago, and I couldn't find it.
Exactly.
I wanted a zip-up hoodie because it was really cold.
And you just need something to do, so you find it.
You walked
into 10 stores. You didn't find the hoodie.
About 15. Almost bought a pair of basketball shorts.
Right.
The guys were trying, and I wish I would have bought them.
That was your mission. Hoodie was your mission.
Yes.
When Robert and I were in Canada, we had a coat mission. Robert bought a coat. We went into 15 stores a day for a month.
And you finally found it, though.
Yeah, but you need
something. I know exactly what you're saying. And I couldn't find the hoodie. I went to a sports store. I went to fucking Macy's.
And it has to be perfect.
It has to be zip up, black, good hood that fits over my huge head.
We're really just waiting for Robert to
get down. I'm kind of gassing out.
Listen,
I was really gassing out there at the end. Fuck.
I just want to let you know, that is the proof. Without me on this podcast,
I know. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Oh, good God.
Robert is just
wondering.
Please don't ever leave again.
That was so scary.
I was just so scary. If you looked, I was locked eyes with Ryan because I just didn't
want to. You know what? The whole time I was thinking this, we have a phone call.
Oh. We have a phone call. Kelly, will you please answer the phone? You are on the You Know What Dude podcast. Who's this?
This is Drew from Alabama.
Drew from Alabama. Are you?
Stream's not working. Website. That's what I was calling for.
What'd you say?
The stream.
No,
like the live.
It's not live. We're just actually taking calls. Oh. You're on the show right now, dude.
Yeah, you are on the show.
That's Monster Voice, and there's.
Hi, Drew.
That's Kelly.
How are you?
You like that, don't you, Drew?
I got nothing to add. I thought it was going to be broadcasted live, man.
No, you're not live. But you're on the show. Like, you are on the show right now. We have guest Ryan Hamilton's here. Like, you're going to be in the show when it comes out.
Oh, I mean, I understand that.
He's just mad it's not live.
What? All right, so what's the difference? If it was live, you're just calling to let us know that if we were going live, it's not streaming.
Yeah. I just wanted to listen to it live.
I get you didn't want to be part of the show. You just helping us out, saying, "Hey, fuckhead, it's not working." But we're not live. Kelly, did you tweet out that we're live?
Yeah.
Why we're not live?
Fucking
you
idiot!
Oh no, did I?
Oh, she's an asshole.
Oh, did I?
Oh, Kelly's
Drew,
a fucking
I'm sorry,
asshole.
Drew. This is Monster Voice. I apologize.
I can't remember.
Hey, Monster Voice, can you do the Macho Man for me real quick?
But apologize in the Monster Voice.
I want to apologize to a lot of people, but especially Drew in Alabama. Yeah, calling in thinking we're live. Dig it. There you go, Drew.
All right, y'all have a good one, man.
All right, will you tweet out that we're not live and we'll retweet you?
Doing a live podcast
just
now.
Just to call in. Thank you, Drew.
Here's the tweet. Doing a live podcast now with Robert Kelly Danso.
You read over it.
Not live. I didn't read it. I just expected you not to be dumb.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
Live podcast. Go back in. It's not live.
I feel bad.
It's not live.
All right.
Oh, fucking Fustuka. We just got Fustuka.
We got Fustuka.
We just got Fustuka.
Sorry, guys.
You sound so
bad. We're not doing... I'm sorry. Now people think we're doing live.
Everything is broken. Everything Bobby has built and worked for is ruined, Kelly.
I can't delete it. All right. Hang on. One second.
I'll put it in again.
Hang on. No, you're not putting anything. Okay. Hang on. Before
please,
you
Bobby,
do
don't
anything.
Please don't leave this podcast.
Hang
again.
Hang on. I'm going to stop.
Bobby, I already talked Macy's. That was my punchline. I brought up Macy's. I brought up the sports store.
Calm down. We're taking a break. Look at me. Be a man. You're going to therapy. Look at Dan, I love you. It's okay. Look at me. We're going to take a break. I'm going to hit stop for a second. Okay, you're not going to have to carry the podcast on your own.
I don't ever want to carry
that. All right. Okay, here we go.
It's too hard.
Hang on.
Oh, man.
All right, we're back in. Dip. Kelly's a fucking... Kelly fucked up. Tweet.
All right.
Kelly, you fucked up. Ugh. You did. It's okay, babe. Don't worry about it. Right. Girls fuck up. Guys don't, but girls do.
I'm going to be quiet for the rest of the show.
You do not be quiet. No. Do not fucking cower. Do not fucking cower.
I fucking won't. Did
don't
you see?
Yell at me ever. Ever yell at me. You yell at Dan.
Okay.
That's okay.
Oh, it's there.
But yeah, dude, we were talking about this right? depression shit, and it's sad, man. It's fucking lonely. But like this weekend, it was, and that's when you eat. Because that's when I see, here's the thing. That's having a religion to fall back on. Is that a good way of saying it or a bad way?
No.
And to have that faith. Like I'm trying to, like you say, think of Don. You know, you're not lonely.
Yeah, but that makes sense what you said after it.
What?
But you know, because you're always away.
Right.
You know?
It's like, I hold on to Don and I try to, but if she's not there, I used to fall back on sex. That's when I used to fall back. You know, I never drank a drug, but I have sex and food. And, you know, it's like you say, when you have a mission.
Yeah, right.
My missions used to be hookers. My mission used to be finding a massage parlor.
Right.
The perfect sexual fucking encounter. I'd go into the hotel, open up the fucking the phone book, flip through, find a fucking, you know, dragon massage or something oriental, open past 10 o'clock, table shower, blah, 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 go on the internet, hunt that fucking thing. That was my mission. And then I'd go and I would try to drag it out for the weekend till the last night. And then I'd feel like shit. I'd feel like crying after I was done. Like, I just fucking blew a nut. What is that? What was that noise?
It's the Skype. I had turning the Skype on.
Oh, okay. So you turned it off?
No, I turned it on because I was in Twitter and I turned it on.
You can keep them both on at the same time. It's an iPad.
Yeah, but
I'm swapping. You think it's a Mac Classic? You can swap in between them.
Yeah, that's what happens. It makes no sense.
Okay. So anyways, just making sure you don't fuck up again, Kel. and then it went to food. This weekend food, I couldn't do it. I gave up. I had a pizza.
I had a deep dish?
No, I didn't do. I didn't go. This is the problem, though. I didn't go all the way with the deep dish. First of all, me and Joe had this whole fucking deep dish stinks.
Mm. It's not pizza. It's a casserole.
Yeah. Oh, Chicago pizza sucks. Go fuck yourself.
It's delicious, though.
It blow your fucking self. Kill yourself.
I wish I could. That would solve a lot of money on dates.
But this is what fucking sucks for you. You're alone on the road like me, but then you at least I come home and I got that smiling face. I get that beautiful face that I know wants to suck my cock. I get to meet Kelly at the fucking... I'm kidding. Such a hacky setup. I'm surprised nobody picked it up.
I kept going.
I kind of just want to go over it. I just ignored it.
Well, you know, I got my chick, but you don't have anybody.
Right, you come home alone, and yeah, it's tough.
And you don't just bang broads. Like, Dan can just go out and fucking bang a chick.
Yeah, just banging broads. Nope.
I
could.
You do. You can fuck around if you want. Yeah. You don't have, like, you can't do that. And you're like me. That makes you like me, because I can't do that either.
Right. The thing you can't do. Right. And it's, it's difficult. Everybody has difficult stuff. But yeah, it gets depressing. My point is,
I hate when people fucking say that. Everybody, no, we're talking about our difficult stuff.
Well, that's my point.
I hate thinking, well, everybody has, fuck them.
That's my point, because I feel like through this podcast, we've been like, I don't have it. But I do have things,
right.
My things.
What is your thing?
I get depressed.
Sad.
Yeah.
Lonely.
Yeah. I mean, it's up and down, but yeah.
Do you ever think about killing yourself?
Have I ever thought about
it? Honestly, I'm asking you, I'm not even joking around.
I've thought it. I mean, I thought
about it this weekend.
I've had thoughts.
I thought about it this weekend.
About this morning.
You should. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
You see what I got?
Did you really?
No, I was hungover.
I mean, did you? I'm being dead fucking honest.
Whenever I'm hungover,
I've thought about
it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not scared, like I'm a risk or something, right. But I've thought about things like that.
Yeah, and that's why, like, it's weird, too, because you have these days, people think that we're just living life large. Like, you know, the more money you make, the more money you spend.
More problems.
Yeah, you have your money, we're on the same boat here. We don't have fuck you money. I don't have fuck you money. You know what I mean? So I'm in the same boat as Kelly or Dan or you, whatever. It's just, it's all, you know.
Right.
Relevant. What am I trying to say? What's the word?
Yeah, it doesn't make you happier.
It's all relevant.
Relevant to you. Relevant to what? So what I'm saying, thank you, Dan.
You're welcome.
For listening.
You're welcome.
Fucking asshole. Kelly, please, you can talk. You fucked up.
No.
You can
talk. You really are cowering right now.
Stop posing like a...
Just because you told all the fans that were doing a live podcast that they probably want to listen to.
You look like hieroglyphics with that fucking pose you're doing right now.
All right.
Good word. Yeah, it's. I've thought about it. I've been on the road. Like this weekend, I was like, oh, and I didn't think about like I really want to do it. I was just like, Jesus, could I maybe go home if I do that? Like, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
Like I think about the plane when the plane takes off and it goes. I'm fucking. It doesn't bother me.
No.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me anymore.
Yeah. Right.
Nope. What are you gonna do?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna make the gig. What's gonna happen? Right. I'm gonna have to fight wolves.
The gray,
like Liam Neeson.
You have to go real gray on him.
I'm gonna have to put baby fucking Jack Daniels on my knuckles.
Sippy size Jack Daniels. I'd just be drinking them in the snow. Has anybody got any gin left?
Yeah. It's fucking sad. But what do you do to get out of that?
I think I've come to the point where it's more about. I just call people. You know, I talk to people. It's about relationships. It doesn't matter if you're doing well or doing poorly in your career or money or success or whatever. Right. You can be happy or not with that stuff. But, I'll call people. I'll call people. And
really?
Say, yeah, talk.
I did that too. You know who's the best for me? Colin.
Oh, I bet he's great.
Ugh.
Yeah.
He's the greatest because he relates to you and then he helps you out. And then he's go. I gotta go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fucking great at that. But yeah, but like, look, I'm gonna say it right now. You know, there's a podcast coming out this Thursday, a special edition. Mm-hmm. Just me and Joe DeRosa, me and Dangerous Joe. Joe's leaving the podcast. He's going home, back to Pennsylvania to be with his family for a little bit. He hasn't been on the show. He's been away. He went on his Kentucky Fried Chicken tour and did a bunch of things. But you know. We get into it on the podcast. I'm not going to get into it now because, you know, this Ryan's here and this is, I want to talk about it, but Thursday, me and Joe. So if you want to listen Thursday, we're doing a podcast. Me and Joe is final episode, not final. He'll be back hopefully, but you know, he's going home. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's like, you know, you got to lose Joe. He's not around. That was sad. I don't, you know, we're not, you know, out of sight, out of mind. You know, you don't really talk to each other. The book is kind of wrapping up. I've lost a couple friends this month, actually. You know, I'm not going to talk about here because it's kind of personal. But yeah, you kind of lose these people, and it's like sad, and it's depressing, and it's like, why? What the fuck? Because some things you don't know. It's like, fuck. I want to know, but fuck it. Okay, to move on sometimes sucks.
Yeah, definitely.
Joe and I had a great hang like 2 weeks ago.
What?
Joe and I had a great hang like 2 weeks ago. It was good seeing him. Mm. I miss him.
Wow. I mean, what a dick. I'm just telling him I'm about to kill myself. I'm so sad. And this asshole's like, dude, I'm having great times with my friends.
I'm not going to lie. Joe and I were having a fucking blast.
I can't wait until your fall. I can't wait.
It's going to happen.
How many times have you fell from grace? How many times were you there and you're like, ah.
Oh, yeah.
How many? You've had a few, right?
Yeah. Of course.
He's had none.
I've had one.
You've had none. What?
When K-Rock.
Oh, the radio.
What was that?
When K-Rock got taken away from
me. Not as a comedian, you've had one.
No.
No. It's coming. Crumble
me.
It's coming. I can't wait. I can't wait till that fucking tax bill comes in. And it's not what your accountant says. It's actually double. And you're like, I don't have that. I don't have that money. And they come after you.
I've been in that situation time and time again.
Oh, you know what?
Fight out of it.
Yeah.
I get down in the mud and I let it. Goddamn gator fight.
Oh, shit.
Old request.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
It's a goddamn.
I get down there with the swamp and the muck.
And the muck.
Full grown gator snapping at you. Goddamn gator fight.
I don't think Dan's ever going to fall. Yeah, he makes me laugh.
Maybe.
I don't think he's ever going to fall, this cocksucker. Have you ever had a fall from grace?
I've never had it in the beginning with. So, far away. What are you arguing about? What?
It's adorable.
It is adorable that you've never
had.
I'm on the way up. Are you on the way up now? Since the podcast has started, have you gotten more fans? Has things happened? How's your Twitter? Are more people following you?
People have been great. I was really scared that they would hate me.
Why?
I don't know, because I was a chick and I'm hanging out with the guys. Like, what the fuck are you think you're doing? Like, there's a lot of ONA fans, but...
Why would they hate you?
I met some people on the weekend. Yeah, that's all right. I can handle you dickheads hating me. That's fun. But on the weekend I met people and they were like, oh, you're the voice. Like, they recognized my voice.
Good.
It was fucking... They're dudes.
See, that shit makes... See, this is the thing.
Yeah, that's cool.
We're such comics and you guys, they hear us be negative and fucking all the time.
Right.
But it's like, you don't understand that it feels good to feel good.
Yeah.
We like to feel good too.
Yes.
We like compliments. We love when somebody goes, dude, you're fucking really funny. Yeah. I get the joke. We all get that shit. But it feels good to have a friend.
Yeah.
I mean, like I didn't... Like this weekend, it was good to hang out with Dan that you were in town.
Yeah, it was great because I was doing the Guinness stuff. And it's you know, the Guinness is a great job, but it's very corporate. I have to watch what I
say.
You told
me a little about it.
But then to walk into the green room and see Bobby sitting there eating a steak sandwich, he's like, what's up, Dan? And fucking sit down.
It makes all the difference, doesn't it?
And you're like, fuck you, and just fuck shit.
Yeah.
And then, you know, then he's like, you want to do a guest set, dude? And I'm like, yeah, love one. And it was just great. It was fun.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun to hang out. Then we tried to get food. We did the haunted hotel, which we didn't talk about yet, but
no, we didn't do. He had a haunted hotel.
I stayed in a haunted hotel room.
Well, we did it on. We did a special podcast.
There's a special podcast entitled Ghostbusters.
Really?
Where we do a podcast live from the haunted hotel room.
Wow.
Was that the hotel room that they booked you in?
Yeah.
And they said it's haunted.
No, it just there was some shit that happened. Where
did you taste ghosts, Bobby?
Did I taste
them?
Did
you smell them?
No, I smelt them. Smelled like cotton candy.
You fucking smelt them?
And then
he smelled it right when he walked in. And his hair stood up.
The hairs on my arm.
Shit.
He came down. He goes, dude, I'm fucked up right now. I feel something right now.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, that fucking freaked me out.
And I love it. I go, oh my God. I put the hairs on my arm just... went up like electricity.
I had to go get something. Wow. I had to go back into my room and get something. We were going to go try to get food late at night, and I walked in my room, and I felt something.
I love it.
Fucking freaked me out.
Did you stay there? I slept there that night,
but I slept in my jeans and my T-shirt.
Are you kidding?
Really?
Yeah.
Like, why would they? So you could like get out if you needed to?
Yeah. I could fucking run if something fell. Oh man, that fucking that room. Ah, the room freaked me the fuck out. And then Bobby's fucking me up, and then it's 3:30 in the morning, and my hotel room phone starts ringing, and I pick up and just hear,
Oh yeah.
I'm like, fuck you.
You're a legend. You are a legend for doing that to him. That is fantastic.
Uh-huh.
You're fantastic.
It's gravy, right?
That's great.
But as we're doing the podcast, I kept going, yeah, so anyways, the devil will possess you tonight. Satan loves you and he will possess you. And Dan kept going, I am free from Jesus. Jesus will protect me.
I kept going, oh, please God protect me. Everything I come up, please God protect me.
So it just randomly, I'd be like, the devil will attack you tonight. He will take over your soul. Demons will
attack you. The power of Christ compels you.
That was a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Oh, we all just got fucked up.
Oh, we all just fucked up.
Oh, boy.
You got a call?
No, not yet.
Nothing. Fucking you. We would have had calls. We would have sent them down the road.
Hey, caller number 9 right now. You're on with Bobby Kelly. You know what, dude?
Look at all the calls that are coming in.
Well, they have to ring through.
No. They're coming in.
You're listening to 101.9.
Hang on, Cincinnati's new rock. She's fucked up.
No, but that
again.
One there just came through.
No, it did. He called 5 times. He called 5 times. Hello?
Hello, Bobby.
All right, settle down. You're a little loud. Hang on. Let me take care of your tone. Hi, buddy. How are you? Sorry.
Who's coming with you to Ocean City, Maryland?
We got, actually, Ryan Hamilton's going to be there.
Right here.
Yeah, Ryan's going to be there. It's funny, we're talking about suicide, and that's a suicide benefit.
That is kind of eerie.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Ryan Hamilton and, what's your name?
Nikki Glaser.
Nikki Glaser.
Yep. Awesome.
Wow, is that where you're from?
My parents live down there, but I decided to go down since you guys were
you know, going to be down there.
Oh, dude, cool. It's going to be a fucking crazy show, and I'll tell you why. Because it's three very different comedians. Nikki's a killer, Ryan's a killer, and I'm a killer. It's going to be a really good show, dude. Really good show.
Are you going to be down there the 20th?
I don't know. What day is that?
That's
Kelly?
The day after. We're coming back.
No, we're coming. We got to come back that night. I got a show the 20th. I got to be somewhere. So,
because I'm putting my parents' boat in the water down there. I don't know if you like fishing or anything.
Oh, no. Ooh. Shit. What a nice guy.
Nice.
Hey.
That's very nice.
He's probably trying to kill us.
So, I can take you on the water and end you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll leave you there.
Yeah. He, why don't you bring Kelly down, too?
Yeah, hear more about her asshole.
Let me ask you. Yeah, let me ask you.
Oh, Chris, I love you.
Let me ask you, does it gross you out or does it turn you on?
It's sort of in the middle. I like it a little bit, but then when I hear the gross stuff, it turns me off.
Do you know what Kelly looks like?
No. I can't see your camera at all.
Oh, you want to see it?
Oh, yeah. This is going to be weird.
It's going to be weird for you, not us.
Show him a titty. Show him a titty.
Come on, Kelly.
Shut up.
Look at that mustache. That's a fuck. He looks like my dad. Is that you? Is your real name Gary Soder? Did you fake your death in 1997?
What'd you say?
Why is she going to be in Ocean City, Maryland?
I'm way out of my league, buddy.
Hold that up so I don't have to.
Way out of my league.
Nikki Glaser's way hotter.
Yeah.
Listen.
She's pretty hot.
No, they're both actually very pretty girls. She's not going to be there because she doesn't commit suicide. She's Australian. They're always upbeat.
I don't think about taking my life. I think about going and surfing.
Hi, Chris.
Is that him?
Hi, Dad.
What's up, Monster Voice?
You look exactly like my dad. It's creepy.
And this is Ryan Hamilton. Show him Ryan Hamilton.
This is Ryan.
You have to tell me if I'm going left or right.
Hey, man.
There you go.
How are you?
There he is. That's Ryan Hamilton.
You get it?
We'll see you Thursday.
He really just, he loved Monster Voice and really went downhill on Ryan.
Yeah, he doesn't know me. He doesn't want to see me.
Chris, put a poster on your wall.
Turn it back.
I'm in a big apartment.
Yeah. Oh, all wow. Right. Yeah. That is a fucking good size.
I'm in Philly.
Place.
I want to know if Joe DeRosa will do a podcast in Philly.
What do you mean? His own?
Philly. I would love to hear a podcast of him walking around Philly.
You should call him. He's not.
I'm going to be in Philly on Tuesday.
We have a podcast.
Are you going to be at Helium?
No, I'm doing the Guinness shows in Philly Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
There you go.
Shit.
What do you mean? Are you from Philly?
Yeah, I live in South Philly.
Well, hook up with Monster Voice. Get him on. You have a podcast? What's it called?
No, I don't. Stash?
It's called Whiskers.
What's it called? Haven't showered in a month?
Whisker Tales with Chris.
Oh, my God.
What's it called? I live alone on my mom's money? What are you doing? Oh, my God. He's creeping me out. Listen. Listen, brother. Listen, man. Thanks for calling. Get in touch with Joe. Do a podcast. What are you going to... You gonna do a show with him?
I have artwork for Joe DeRosa. Let me show you.
Okay,
he's
please show
Frank
us.
Frank Zappa fan, right?
What is he?
Yeah, huge Frank Zappa fan.
Huge Frank Zappa fan. Are you an artist? Does that explain this look?
Yeah.
Aww.
What have you painted for me? Fuck Joe. What about me?
I did that.
That's pretty good.
Let me see it.
You got to give that to Joe. He'll love that.
Oh, that's fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah, is that a self portrait or is that?
I guess that's yeah.
Let me see. That looks great. I want something, you fuck.
I'll do something. I'll definitely will.
Well, that doesn't sound fucking good.
Poor guy's going to
take me to boat fishing, and I'm fucking yelling at him to draw me a painting. I'm sorry, buddy.
Part of it burned down, and I lost my computer. So I just bought one about a week ago. So I'm redoing everything I've ever done.
Yeah, I don't care about that. I want a painting. I don't care about you.
I'll do something for you, Bobby.
All right, listen, but no, make sure you give that to Joe. He'll love that, dude. It's very good. And that he could use a nice gift like that right now. Yeah. So make sure you get that to him. Email and tell him that. We'll tell him too. Good talking to you, too. Spread the word, all right? And do me a favor. Condition.
I love your mustache, Chris.
Bye, buddy. Well, that was nice. That was a phone
dude.
Call. Now
one.
I got to go back and fucking see all the other. Look at this 50. Oh, my. Calling remote. How many fucking people called this? You.
I was opening up in another thing.
Oh, she
gonna
kill me. Is.
No, because it's supposed to come through and just
ass.
Pop in. And it didn't. It went into
You're
another
an
place.
Ass. Now, I want that in front of you.
Okay.
Because I want them to see you first. We're going to take a couple calls and then we'll get the fuck out of here.
All right.
We're going to call. Hello.
We're calling Will Harris live
hello?
On the You Know What Do podcast.
Hello.
Are you there? Will, is he there?
Will, where are you, buddy?
All right, so yeah, we're gonna fucking
call someone else.
What's that? Let me see. Turn it to me. Let me take this really quick.
Okay, let me just move this glass.
Yeah, she goddamn Kelly, you really fucked up today.
I did. I'm sorry.
It's all right, babe. It's not that.
I never used it before.
Honey, we're not getting paid for this. You're fine.
I know. But I haven't used it before, and I'm like, what do I do? I haven't used it.
It's all right. You know now. I love you, Eleanor Kelly. I really can't get mad at her. I cannot get mad at this fucking twat. I really want to. So anyways, yeah, it's this fucking guy. So listen, hang on 1 second, guys. Fucking.
Oh, dude,
here we go.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Here's what I know.
There was no hoodies. No hoodies whatsoever.
Maybe we should never start our own podcast together.
I think we can, and we'll call it No One Is Going to Listen to This. It's going to be me and you just looking at each other going,
like the
other and you actually did that.
Yeah, well, I did do that. Oh. And then I also did this.
And then I did a little something more of that.
What's wrong with us?
Who
would listen to that?
You guys, this is the thing, man. People don't realize that I fucking...
You're a hammer.
To keep the thing going.
I know.
You got to keep it going.
It's
but
hard.
You guys really just shut down.
It's hard.
It's like I'm trying to do something here because Kelly fucked it up. Well, I don't like... Do I like looking at computers? What do I like doing, Dan?
You like being a part of the podcast.
Why, Dan?
Because you fucking carry this thing.
That's right,
this thing
Dan.
Would be nothing. I'm the Garfunkel to your Oates.
You know what you
Wait,
are?
Wait, no. I'm the Garfunkel to your Simon.
Let me tell you something. I'll tell you. You know what I am? I'm the tracks that put the fucking caboose and the cafe cart and the fucking engine on there. I take you to the fucking places. Without me, you're just a fucking piece of metal sitting in the yard. Yard.
Anyways.
You're in the yard.
True. Are you going to go boat fishing with that guy?
I've done weird shit. I go with fans.
You should totally go.
Look at man. There was a fan in Reno.
That's
took
right.
me fly fishing. I've gone on boats and up in Poughkeepsie, went out with a bunch of cops after the show at like 3 a.m. on a boat. I do weird shit like that. I love when fans are cool.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, they take you out and shit. Have you done shit? What have
you
done?
Yeah, I was going to go dog sledding in Alaska. This
really?
Guy wanted to take me. Then he bailed at the last second.
Oh,
but
did
I couldn't
he?
Go. Yeah.
Piece of shit.
That's a good story, isn't it? I do that stuff, though.
Yeah, they get weirded out sometimes when you take them up. I think there was a guy on Twitter in San Francisco.
Right.
I was like, dude, you should stop by the offices. I literally Googled where the offices were. I go, dude, I'm outside. Let's go. Because I really wanted to get fucking...
Yeah.
I wanted to get validated. What's it called?
Validation.
Yeah.
Is it validated?
Yeah.
Validation? Is that what
for
it's called?
For your parking?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Verified. Verified.
Oh, you want to get verified?
It's called verified. I'm verified. I got verified before everybody. Like Norton, Opie, and all these guys.
Oh, right.
Because I went to the Twitter office. I showed up. The guy was like, hey, man, like, what's up? Really sweet guy, but took me into the cafeteria. I met the fucking owner of Twitter, the founder.
Really?
What?
The founder.
What does he look like?
He just looks like a fucking nerd. Yeah. Walks over. He's like, yeah, this is blah, 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 blah. Hey, what's up, man? He said, hey, thanks for coming by. But then he leaves. He goes, yeah, that was the owner, the founder. I'm like, you gotta let me know that.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
You know what? I could have fucking did some fucking cock joke or some stupid thing. And
he wasn't a bird.
That's your arsenal. You should have let me know. I would have fucking zinged him with a nice dick joke.
No.
Oh. No,
I'm saying I wouldn't.
He could have done.
I could have fucked up and put my fat foot in my mouth.
Yeah,
I don't have a fat foot. I have fat ankles.
He's carrying water.
Yeah, I do that all the time. I don't want the fans to start now offering me shit. I don't. Dude, we're having a barbecue on fucking Wednesday.
Come out.
It's my grandma's 60th. Come round.
I told her you were coming over.
Dude, hey.
She brushed up on all her tourgasm.
Bobby, do you like beans?
Bobby.
You like beans, huh?
You don't have like a gluten allergy, do you? We're baking you something.
Listen, I'm doing those GIMP bracelets this weekend.
I did a painting of Dawn. You want to come pick it up?
Shut your fucking mouth. Nobody knows. Anyways, so I definitely, that shit actually makes me feel good. Like, Reno was fun for me. I did a lot of stuff. But this Chicago, I wish I wasn't in a depression.
Yeah,
I wish I could, and... It was, Sunday night, I had a fucking show on CBS. A Robert De Niro produced show on CBS, a network. I had a guest starring role.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on a bunch of times. the producer, what's her name, fucking tweeted me last night, tweeted my name, like the producer of the, that's huge, man.
Yeah.
The producer of the fuck of Tribeca Films tweeted me and said, you know, something like, Jane, from Tribeca. I'm not going to give her last name. I don't know. But she, yeah, she tweeted me about like, oh, they should have, cool. Robert should have his own show with Martini, my guy. It's like, holy shit, it's
that's
great.
Awesome.
But yeah, it's awesome. It's great, but I'm still in a fucking sad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's so funny, right?
Yeah.
You know, we make these people laugh. Everybody walks out, shakes your hand, thank you. And then all of a sudden, it's just a sad clown, right?
Yeah. The high's a high, though, because that high is ridiculously awesome. Like after the show.
Yeah.
And you can't. You can't get that any other way.
Yeah, but here's
and
the thing.
So low, that's why the lows are so low.
You get to fucking enjoy it still.
I'm enjoying everyone.
Yeah, because you guys get to fucking, you understand that, enjoy this time right now. Enjoy coming off doing 8-15 minutes and killing, and your friends are like, oh, that was good, and hanging out and getting drunk and sucking a dude's dick in a vestibule or whatever the fuck you do.
He's talking to me at this point. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because it's weird because he looked at me.
Those lips. It's the lips.
It's those lips, man. Oh,
those
boy.
Those fucking pillow lips. My lips and your lips were made to be together.
Your course is done about that passion. Make session of Roberto Kelly.
We need to get the fuck out of here, man. Listen.
I know.
Ryan, thank you so much for coming on, dude.
Thank you.
Will you, we're going to do, by this time the show comes on, that show is going to be done already. I'm going to real quick if there's one more fucking person we can call because Kelly, you shut it off. It's gone.
No.
It's gone. It's gone. You shut it off.
You've had it there.
It's gone. Here we go. Okay. I'm going to see one, we're going to try one more time. Who do we call? Chris?
We called Chris and we called Alex.
Did we talk to Colin? Talk to Colin?
I don't know.
Let me try one more call before we
go. Colin.
Why is this failing? Why are we failing? What have you done? What did you do to the Wizard Box? Fuck it, guys. Look, man. This is why I don't fucking do this shit. I do a straight talky-talky.
Bobby?
I do a talky-talky.
Bobby?
What?
You look at Kelly and you tell her that she hurt you.
Kelly? Look at me. Kelly. You hurt my feelings.
I can't handle when you stare at me.
Kelly, look at me.
I can't handle it.
You hurt my feelings.
You made me cry.
Look at me.
Stop. I'm looking at you and you're making
me
really
bad. I want you to
really
stay with me. I mean this. Dan, you look at me too.
Okay.
You hurt my feelings.
I'm sorry, Bobby.
Because I really wanted this to go off.
You gotta...
I wanted it just to work one fucking time.
Don't...
I wanted
to handle it.
My friend Ryan's here.
This is getting weird.
Stop
this
it.
Is getting real.
Stop it.
Because he's actually starting. You can't see, but he's actually fucking tearing
fucking
up.
I can't handle it.
He's a Mormon friend of mine.
Ryan, he's stop Mormon, this. Make this not happen anymore.
Smile at him. Ryan, use your powers of
I know.
Bobby, look at Ryan. Smile. There we
look
go.
Look at me, Bobby.
Okay.
Everything's going to be
look at him. 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 Feel better? Feel better? Yeah.
Guys, thank you so much, Ryan, for coming on. Please come on again.
I'd love to.
I know we got a little we got a little deep in and out today. Ooh. But it was good. I liked it. And I want look who's home.
Yay. Oh.
You know, hey, fuck all of you. You don't fucking cheer when my wife
Hi,
comes
Dawn.
In. Don't talk on the podcast. We're right at the end and you come in and you fucking ruin it. All right. Listen, I love you, baby. How are you?
She looks great. She had her hair done.
Shut your mouth.
I can tell.
Hi, Mama. I miss you. I haven't seen her in days. I can't wait till you people leave and bite her face.
We better get out.
Anyways,
here.
Thank you so much, Kelly. Kelly, give you credits. Give you plugs. Give everything.
So I'm still plugging North Carolina and Wilmington, May 2nd to May 5th. Cape Fear Festival. Look it up, Cape Fear Festival. And follow me on Twitter, KellyFastuca.
And what other news do you have? What do we have on Facebook now?
Oh, we have the you know what, dude, Facebook page.
She does it way better than I do.
I do it, yeah. It's on that, so like it because I'm we'll just anything that's funny, like we'll
hang
up.
On.
Here we go.
Whoa,
hello.
Hello,
hey.
Jeff. Hey.
Whoa, hey, there's Jeff.
You're a bit close there, Jeff. Hello, buddy.
You're on the show. What are you calling from Mars?
Are you in a space station?
All right, listen. We
can't, not going to work.
Dude, we can't hear you. We can't hear you, dude.
Sorry, I'm on my...
Well, we can hear you when you talk. Fucking talk.
He's just sitting like this, right?
Oh, you
like
fucking creep. Say something.
He's just getting excited.
Okay, you want him to call in?
Yeah, call in. What do you... What's up, buddy? What are you going to say? Do you have a radio on?
It's a dog.
Gotta go.
Oh, he stinks. Aww. Jeff Hazard sucks.
Sorry, Jeff.
We love you, but go fuck yourself.
Thank you, Jeff.
Listen, we got the new Facebook. You know what, dude, Facebook. Make sure you like it. Soda, what do you got?
Hey, coming up for Dan Suter, also known as Monster Voice. You can catch him live.
Actually, I'm trying to see. I will be hosting an important showcase. They haven't told me what it is. I'll be at UCB Theater East on Thursday, April 26th. And I'll be at Go Bananas in Cincinnati opening for Nate Bargatze. Hey.
You're Mace, opening for Nate? When that switches around, he's going to be pissed.
May 17th.
God damn, used to be my opener. Now you fuck.
I'm going to play with Nate Bargatze 17th to the 20th. Come out, too. He's recording his CD. He's recording his album.
Cocksucker. Oh, cool. Cocksucker.
The sniper.
He won't say. He doesn't say that.
I would not want you in front of me if I was recording my CD.
Well. He just he told me if I'm killing, I have to kind of reel it in.
Did he really?
No, he's joking around. But he was like,
"Dude, don't fucking just, you know what? Settle down."
But I kind of want to tape from there.
You're gonna tape on his taping night.
Well, they tape every set.
Wow. Do you see? This is the business. This is the fucking.
So I'll be
business.
Live. Yep. Go Bananas, Cincinnati.
This is the May business.
I know, but I'm kind of on Dan's side. I'm like, if
fuck
he can,
it's a half hour tape I could submit for maybe a. Television.
So you're going to go up when the guy, your best friend.
Best friend in the world.
Hang on. Is making his CD.
Yep.
Brought you along, right?
Yep. Brought me along.
Put you on the show.
Yeah.
You're going to go up and blow it out of the water to get your own CD.
No. I'll do crowd work.
You're lying.
You can't do
dude,
crowd
you
work.
You go up and blow that hick out of the water and get a good CD. Right? The more famous you get, the more famous this podcast gets. Fuck that redneck.
Bobby
you see?
That.
You see?
Just blow that hick out of the water.
Listen, all right, so you're there. What do you got, Ryan? Where are you going to be? All over the world.
Yeah, just check out my site. There's a lot of dates. I'm in Hartford, Connecticut coming up. RyanHamilton.tv. That's all I could get.
Where the fuck are you from, Bangladesh? Why?
I couldn't get it. There's a million Ryan Hamiltons.
You put Ryan Hamilton Live. That's it.
Yeah.
RyanHamiltonLive.com. And you can buy it today and have it redirected to that.
All right.
Yeah, do
I'll
that.
I'll try that.
What is
right
it?
Now it's not there.
Who is
Chris.
It? Oh, fuck. Hello? Yeah, we hung up on him. Hello? No, he's gone.
Hello,
fuck him.
Chris? There he is again.
Hello?
Oh, wow. I didn't think this was going to work.
It fucking works, man.
Miracles come true, Chris.
You're the last caller on the fucking podcast. We've been trying to do this. Kelly fucked it up.
Yeah.
And then she re-fucked it up because she didn't. All you guys called in and she didn't answer the phone. Don't fucking say anything. All right? You hurt my feelings. Mm. What's up, buddy?
Not much. What about you?
Oh, this is just going to be a regular old phone call. What are we, pals? What are you guys? Well, welcome to the podcast, dude. You got me. You got Monster Voice.
Hello.
You got Kelly Fustuka, bloody asshole. And you got
not bloody anymore.
I'm sorry. Good. You got Ryan Hamilton who healed it
with his magical powers.
What's up? What do you got? What do you want to know?
I don't know. I didn't really prepare. My bad.
Well, what do you think? What do you want to just talk?
I don't know. Yeah, I should have thought of this beforehand, shouldn't I?
Well, what did you think we were going to do? Hey, what's up?
I don't know. I kind of just saw it on Twitter. Decided to do it.
Well, look, dude, we're going to do this again when Kelly doesn't fuck it up. So next time you call up, do you have any questions for any of us? Are you a fan of the podcast?
Oh, yeah. I listen to it every week. Every time I come up, so I listen to it.
Oh, you're the best. Do you tell people about it?
Yeah, I tell everybody most people don't listen to it, but I try.
Does he have a Monster Voice request?
What?
I have to say I do like Indian.
Who?
Indian.
The Indian?
The Native American, yeah.
All right, give him a little. We're going to give you a little white Indian. Go ahead.
For when a brave calls through the parallels of a world that I do not know. For you speak into a box where I can project your face. For I take it, for your soul is among us. Like that when the eagle soars above our tribe.
I'll see you later, buddy. Thanks for calling in. Spread the word. All right, fuck. We're going to work this calling shit out. We're going to have to get you a computer.
Don't worry, Twitter.
You are the worst secretary.
You are the worst.
Twitter is destroying me right now. People are writing to me now going, you fucking stink. Send her home, silly dingo.
Wait till this fucking podcast comes out.
I want to see this.
Anyways, RyanHamilton.tv.
Yeah, check it. Oh, yeah.
And you're going to be in Hartford, Connecticut coming up soon.
Yeah, first week in May. I got a lot of dates coming up. So just check the schedule.
Awesome. Make sure you spread the word about this podcast. Keep telling everybody you know. Keep downloading. Subscribe and review. If you haven't subscribed and reviewed to this podcast, there's 30,000 people listening to this thing. We have 260 reviews. Go fuck yourself. Get off your ass. Subscribe. Hit the fucking subscribe button on iTunes. Get us in the top 10. Get us in the fucking top 10.
Yeah.
And review it. Review it. We love you guys. What are you doing?
I know what you're doing.
What am I doing?
I know exactly what you're doing.
What
right
am
now.
I doing?
You're just doing that little smarmy fucking face of yours. Fucking, dude, it's over, but it's not fucking over.
Ooh, this is really, I like that people are getting the inside of what Kelly's really like.
I know, right. They know.
She is a monster.
Hello, Dawn. Hello, dogs. Hello, Bobby. Hello, boys.
Hey, everybody. I'm happy.
All right, we're good.
Fuck you guys making me look like a cunt.
All right, we'll see you guys later.
Get your ass down. It's time for Tech Talk. Tech Talk. You know what, dude?
Tech Talk
with Bobby and Joey.
Yeah! All right, we're here. We're doing a Tech Talk. Real quick Tech Talk today because we went over a fucking again. Every week we're doing like 2-hour shows. I don't know why.
So much fun.
Is that it? Or we just fucking...
So much fun to be here.
We're just
bossing ourselves around. We're having so much fun.
Anyways, we're going to be doing...
Tech Talk.
Stop. Get off your phone.
I was Twittering.
Get off your fucking phone.
Goddamn Gator. Snapping in a claw.
Oh, your Gator Fight shirt started selling, by the way.
Boom, baby.
Riotcast.com.
Riotcast.com merch page.
The Gator Fights are catching up on the Joe D t-shirts.
It's a goddamn Gator Fight.
All right, so we're going to be doing right now everybody's favorite little segment at the end of the show.
Tech Talk.
With Bobby and Dan. No? Yeah.
God, we hate it. I miss Joe. I just miss.
I do.
Anyways, we got Ryan Hamilton. Ryan has an amazing fucking Tech Talk.
This is a cool little thing.
We're videotaping this, by the way, too. If you have the app or you go to the You Know What Dude page, the RK app on YouTube, you're going to see this cool little thing.
I'm all about like stuff I can travel with. Right. And this thing I found yesterday. And it's a cool little, I feel like such a nerd right now. It's a cool little tripod that you just open up. You can set it down anywhere. And it's great for the road because I put my camera on there and I videotape my shows. It's great at the cellar because you can put it right on that little
thing.
Yeah.
And
you can hook
and it
up.
Goes with you.
Yeah, my Zoom has that. All the stuff. Look.
Oh, yeah.
Here, watch. This is, you can take a camera.
Where's
on the
thing?
Bottom.
It's right in
you
the
can
bottom.
Look for it.
I don't know.
You can do a little work and just look on the bottom.
Oh, the bottom.
So this is what you can do. You can take this, screw it in real easy, and then push that down.
There
wow.
You
that's look
fucking
at that.
Great.
That's amazing.
That's great for comics, man.
Yeah.
Now take it off and close it up and see how portable it is.
Yeah.
And that can go on.
And you can even leave it on here.
What's the sound?
Whoa.
Does it make? So it's a transformer.
It's a transformer.
So it's alive.
But isn't that great? It's just a tiny thing. Goes right in your camera bag.
That is pretty. And what's the name of that?
It's called the Joby.
Joby.
The Joby.
You get it on Amazon?
I don't know. I imagine.
Where'd
I found
you get it?
I found it at the at the MoMA store.
Where's that?
The Modern Art Museum.
They have a store downtown
museum,
in like, Soho.
Did I hear somebody talking behind me? Don't get hurt. I don't get my wife on fucking camera. I don't need that shit.
Right. Museum of Modern Art.
Museum of Modern Art.
That's
right.
Where I found it.
It's all right, that's great. So it's called the what?
The Joby. J-O-B-Y.
The Joby. Joby. All right, that's great, man. That's a great little fucking Tech Talk thing. I like that.
Cool.
And next week, Dan's going to be reviewing the...
Airplanes. Oh wait, no. I'm gonna be doing the I'm gonna do the Yeti Blue Mic.
Yeti
Which
Blue
we
Mike.
Caught a ghost on. We'll talk about it next week.
Next week, we're going to be doing a special podcast midweek. Me and Dan, I think. I don't know. We're figuring it out. Yeah, we're figuring it out. Dan, we caught a ghost on it. And he's going to be doing a tech talk on Yeti microphone. And don't forget to get your runner at GoRunner.com.
It's a bandolier.
Filming my face, don't stop. Filming my face, don't stop.